on the Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, I hope that Louise, our homemaker hottie, enjoyed that refrigerator.
She loved it.
Just high quality refrigerator.
She loved the nakedness all over it.
She's got a real collector's item because that was a refrigerator that was actually cleaned out by my husband. And that has never happened before.
It's embarrassing. And you wiped it down with your penis, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And my ass and my scrotum and my arms.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh. That's right.
But turn your radio down.
You'll
who would you do call?
What?
Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
Oh, really?
And Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
It's true. Everybody loves Don and Mike.
That's true.
They sure do. Hi. Robbie, I know you must have something to say, right?
Yeah, I do.
Have you talked to Phil today?
I have.
What did Phil say?
Well, normally I wait until Phil talks about me.
Oh, excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen.
Second day in a row you've done that.
No, don't you normally say something before I introduce Phil?
No, Phil, then the name shot, then the witty
aside. You're right. I'm sorry. My mistake.
And I'm not shearing off the back of my throat again today.
And it's your day today.
Ah, that's right.
That's right. All right, we're all on the same page. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, yes. You'll see him on many Christmas cards this holiday season. Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
See, you're absolutely right. Why, I'm so upside down with all of these CBS meetings I've had today. And today I've actually lost my place in the show.
Sure. Well, Phil's message for you is twofold.
Yes.
First of all, he wanted to say he heard your pregame show and your talk about Thanksgiving, and he thought it was marvelous. He got a lot of nice feedback about it. But also, he wants to, if you have time, give you an 8-minute lecture riddled with profanity. But only if you have time.
Very good.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Lube and all the ships at sea. After a busy morning of taking off their clothes and running around LAX naked, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And it's only a 40-minute flight.
But you were so drunk.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show coming to you via the auspices of Westwood One. Okay. You could buy a couple of extra value meals at McDonald's for the same price of a share of Westwood One stock, but it is, in fact, an actual company traded on the New York Stock Exchange.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
They syndicate this show every day. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. It's a new episode for you on Tuesday, November 28th. What can we say?
Welcome to my world.
Oh, yes, welcome to our world. Welcome to all the Barones.
Won't you come on in?
Mama, Papa.
Miracles, I guess.
Raymond,
Robert,
the kids.
Scarlet.
Step into my heart.
Remember that episode?
Let me just say something.
Leave your cares behind.
They're really behind you around here. That's all I want to say.
Welcome to our world.
Well, they're
behind us for one reason, because it's built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind. Built with you in mind.
Yes, you know, once again, I'm torn.
Really?
I want to tell you, I want to tell you all of the things that have happened today, the myriad of phone calls that you would not believe. Based on some of the events of yesterday's show.
Yes, it seems that I can't.
Yeah. You know, this is what sucks. We got great stuff to tell you, but we can't tell you. Because the people that we work for basically are eunuchs. They have no genitalia.
Absolutely.
They do not have male genitals. They do not have female genitals.
It's shaved off. It's clean off.
Clean. It's like a G.I. Joe down there. You pull down Ken Stevens' pants, our general manager, and there's nothing there.
That's what happens when you get to the management level.
Absolutely nothing there.
Removed surgically.
But hopefully at some point today he'll call during a break. And
I hope so, so we can perhaps enlighten everybody that was right there with us yesterday.
Yeah. Suffice to say, let me say, the Hollywood machine is currently trying to run us over.
Oh, yes, my. It is. Yes.
The Hollywood steamroller is trying to flatten us, but we are standing in defiance with our arms outstretched.
I'll tell you this, it's a tough town, Don. It's a really tough town.
It sure is, but fortunately, we don't have to talk about how Hollywood is trying to bulldoze us. We have something else to discuss today. And that's our lead story.
This is a significant development that is has happened within the last 24 hours, and it's very disturbing.
All right, our lead story is this, that we had planned on playing paintball against the sales staff here on our home radio station, WJFK, this Saturday.
Right.
Second annual game.
Mm-hmm. Last time we let the sales department slide.
Yes, we let them have some... some stringers, some extras, some...
And it turned out there were, you know, very few salespeople that bothered to show up.
They all seemed to be members of the WWF, all the people who showed up and played.
I noticed.
Right. The sales staff.
Exactly.
Now, you know, when the sales staff came to us, they said, did you want to play paintball again? We said, sure, but we want to play against the sales staff. And, you know, it's colder than a teacher's wit outside. And basically... we agreed to this because we enjoy participating in events against the sales staff, and it also helps out the client, Pev's Paintball.
Sure. And, you know, we on the Don and Mike show, there's no problem with rallying our forces and doing some bonding. Don, I'd be curious if you've heard one glitch when you told everybody that we were going to play on Saturday.
Mike, everybody's there.
There are no people that even hesitated on our side.
Kindly old Buzz.
Right.
Rob Spiewak, the medic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You, me, Lisa, Charles Broyhill. Why, my infant son Bart's going to play.
Your infant son will be there.
And he's going to bring one of his infant friends to play with him. I mean, yeah, we got a full lineup.
Yeah.
And we've not even gone to the bench. You know, Mr. 40, Dennis Murphy.
Right.
It's just going to be the core group of people on the show.
So, and, you know, we were thinking that we could match our numbers with the sales department.
Easily. Well, no. As it turns out, Libby... it's her account. The paintball place is her account. She, now, listen to how sneaky she is. First, she left Rob an email message last night that was like a life-and-death message. Right, Robbie? It wasn't an email. Rob doesn't have a computer.
Like, I'm going to know what to do with that. No, she left me a message, and I usually check them before I leave the station. And she said, when you get this, call me at this number. It was her at home. I thought this could be something important. I would, you know, try to help out. She said, can you make it so we can have some other people from the outside on our team? I said, first of all, no. And second of all, you're talking to the wrong guy. I have no control in that
way. So, if she first calls Rob Spiewak.
So she got wind of our discussion about paintball when we all decided that, you know, no longer would there be outsiders. That this thing should really be programming against sales.
And right. Keep in mind that she set up the date.
Uh-huh.
And she wrote up the copy that's been sitting here in the studio.
What does the copy say?
We will be playing paintball against the sales staff.
The sales staff.
On Saturday, December 2nd at Pev's Paintball. So, she goes to Rob A. first, then she goes to Charles Broyhill.
Mm-hmm.
They both tell her, hey, don't know anything about it.
Right.
So then she catches me out in the hall, and she says, I can only get three people to play for the sales staff. None of the guys will play. I said, well, Libby, that's fine. We have no problem playing like eight guys on five girls. No problem. Then she says, well, maybe I'd be able to get a better response if we moved it back a week. And then I thought, well, wait a minute.
No, no.
You move it back a week, that means the paintball game would be played the morning after the station Christmas party.
Oh, that's not good. No.
No way. So
Here's the deal. I've talked to Mike, and she also came to Mike, incidentally.
She hit me right before the show with the exact same spiel. I actually began a walk around the sales floor confronting people, and, you know, each one of them, you know, I got tired of it. I only talked about four people. They all had their excuses already lined up.
So here's the deal. We're going to call Libby now, and we're going to give her our ultimatum. Being as this is her account.
How many are on our side? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And I think, do you count Lisa's boyfriend's 10?
10. All right, very good.
This is Libby.
Libby, this is Don and Mike.
Hello, Libby.
Hi.
Here's our declaration of war.
Okay.
Now, it is...
I didn't say anything about moving the date. But that's okay, go on.
Pardon me?
I didn't say anything about moving the date.
Oh, then I guess Charlie Broyhill was making that up when he said that to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
Here is our proposal to you, our final proposal. It is now, as we do the show live, 3:18 on the East Coast. You have until 4 p.m. to assemble a team of 10 salespeople. Otherwise, we will be declared the victors.
And you will forfeit.
We will not play on Saturday.
We do believe here in the programming department that we have rallied. We rallied for the last paintball contest.
Hold on, Mike. We got one more. I forgot Big Gum Jim wants to play on our team. That's 11.
Big Gum Jim's programming. And we think it's just about time that the people that reap the rewards of this fantastic programming each and every day put up or shut up.
And also, not to make trouble, also, John Norman has volunteered to be on our team.
John is in program.
And right,
here comes Chuck Broyhill. That's 14. Hi, Chuck.
No, I was just trying to tell Rob, don't forget Wendell.
Yeah, okay, that's 14 we got.
He's got space paint and boots and...
So, Libby, as it is, we have 14, and we're only asking you to come up with a team of 10. And how many salespeople, Charlie Broyhill, roughly off the top of your head, you have that kind of brain, would we have working here right now,
about
roughly?
About 28.
About 28? So less than half?
Yes, all you need is half the salespeople. Libby?
Yes?
General Libby? You need to get your team together, and being as this date has been written in stone for weeks now... You know,
I see them already. There are a few heading for the door already. I see them.
We've read the commercials.
Yes.
You know, either way, we're still going to give away. We're going to be giving away a paintball bachelor party on the show.
That's great.
We're not going to do anything to ruin the account for you because we love them as a sponsor.
As far as salespeople on the team, is there a age maximum?
Yeah, of course not, Rob.
So the older guys can play too?
Absolutely.
Sure they can.
Well, that actually is not our problem.
That is
Charlie said it was okay in the very beginning. No.
Let me just tell you something. Charlie is not the general of this team.
I understand that.
I'm sorry, honey.
Don, please, field marshal.
But you know, Charlie won't even come to my defense.
I'm sorry. I'm the field marshal.
He said it was okay.
Hey, right. See, Mike, I'm the Fuhrer of this team.
That's right, and I am head of the Luftwaffe.
And I believe we went through this the last time we played paintball, so we could all get our official German ranks down. Yeah, so you will address me. And any further communications up until the deadline?
Hey, no. Can we make it?
We did. You know, that's old. We did the Germans last time. Let's do the Japanese. The other Axis power now.
The emperor.
You would be the emperor.
Then you refer to me as Emperor Don from now until 4 o'clock.
I will simply be known as Tojo. Thank you. Please call me Tojo.
And now Ming the Merciless. Was that something from Flash Gordon or was that something from the
Emperor
Japanese?
Emperor Ming.
Okay, then Buzz, you're going to be Emperor Buzz.
Well, there's only one Emperor, Don.
So then he will be Buzz the Merciless.
Buzz the Merciless. And we will need one kamikaze.
Kamikaze Broyhill.
All right, listen, when is your first commercial break? Because then I will talk to you about this.
No, that is not allowed.
No, Libby, listen.
I'm ready to, like, plead for the mercy of the Lord.
No. Here's the deal.
You don't understand how it is when this thing...
I will let you pick
Honey, this has been set up.
No.
I can't help it. Listen, what am I supposed to do, force them?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Use your powers of persuasion.
Sure.
You're a salesperson. Sell them.
Right.
That's
right. What about that old drill Alan Goodman used to give us? He used to sit a prospective salesperson down, and he would give them a pencil, and he would say to them, sell me this pencil.
That's how I'd interview salespeople. No, Libby, I mean, this is not, I think it should be passed along to your comrades that this will not only reflect badly on you, this will reflect badly on the entire WJFK sales department.
Because, frankly, listen, the only reason we're going out there and playing in this
cold weather on Saturday is to play against the sales staff again.
And each and every day, those salespeople come to members of our crew and ask for favors. That's Rob, that's Charlie, that's Buzz.
And the
especially
sales,
you, Buzz, you're going to have to honor this.
The sales staff, incidentally, that last year requested the rematch.
Yes.
After we beat them handily.
That's right.
They demanded the rematch.
And Libby, you know, you can use the, you know, you can use the airwaves right now to, you know, use your powers of persuasion
no,
to.
No, it's not going to work. I'm not going to do it.
Well, hey, that's a wonderful winning attitude, Libby.
No, it is. You don't understand the pleading that I've been trying to do for the past few weeks, and then I kind of gave up because Charlie said it was okay.
All right, hold on. I'm going
to
call you on this right now. Charlie, come here, please.
He did. He did.
I hate to hang a woman out to dry, but we're going to have a hanging today on this show.
Oh, is he going to say he didn't say it was okay?
Charlie's eating something.
We had this discussion yesterday when I said to you earlier when we talked about this originally. You and I discussed Outsiders playing, and you said, sure, that's fine, I don't care.
No, that doesn't matter.
And then yesterday...
You changed it yesterday.
Right, yesterday you changed your mind.
Oh, okay. So we all changed our mind.
Right,
it's because of Mike.
My lobbying.
Right. Mike doesn't want Outsiders.
Yeah, and you know what?
Great that we're going to have ringer.
And I agree with Tojo.
Thank you, Emperor. Tojo
brought great wisdom to the Emperor. Nobody said that life is fair, Libby.
That's right. That's why he's my Toju.
That's right. Tojo. Not Tojam.
Tojo.
Todu.
I said Toju.
Yes, you did.
Toju. No. Tojo.
Get on my Toju.
Tojo.
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 Tojo. Well, listen, he brought it to the Emperor's attention.
And let me tell you the main reason.
Tojo was absolutely correct.
I was correct. You know why I was correct, Libby? Because it's us against you guys. That's the beauty of it. Not us against people we don't know. There is no pleasure in that.
So, Libby, you have exactly 36 minutes to get your team together.
How many do you have now that are committed, Libby?
Five.
Well, then you only need five in 30 minutes.
We have 14, though. But we'll play 14 on 10.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll play 14 on 5.
No, we're not going to play 14 on 5.
No, that's letting you off the hook, Libby.
Who are the five you have commitments from?
I don't know. I have to.
Oh, don't tell me you were lying about that.
I was not lying.
Well, who are the five people you have besides yourself? Who are the other four? It's four people. Who are the four people on the field?
Stacy and her twins.
They played last time.
You said children were allowed.
Her kids did play last time.
No, that's fine. Okay, so technically you have one other salesperson. Who else?
Colin, the newest recruit who cannot believe that no other salespeople are playing.
Who's Colin?
He's brand new to the station.
Dude, we know not this Colin you speak of.
Is he the one that looks like he just came from junior high school?
Colin.
Okay. Hey, so Stacy counts as only one. So that's two, so you need three more to even have five to start your pursuit of 10.
And listen, there's no problem with Stacy's kids playing. Just like I told you, there's no problem with your kid playing.
But they don't count to the bottom line.
Yeah,
just our core group is 10.
I will take my infant son off our list and his friend who's going to be playing. Yes, take them off the list. And take Lisa's boyfriend off the list. Okay?
That still gives us, what, 13?
Yeah, wait, hold on. I'll tell you right now. Don, Mike, Buzz, Robbie, Charlie.
Can I have Lisa on my team?
No, she does traffic on this show. Lisa, Wendell Hall, Big Gum Jim, who am I forgetting?
John, the production director.
John, the production director.
All right.
That's nine. There's got to be one more I'm forgetting.
Wendell? Did we get Wendell?
Yeah, I got Wendell. I got Wendell. That's nine. Crap. All right, that's nine.
Oh, it's Carrie.
What?
No.
Carrie.
Rob's wife?
Yeah.
Rob's wife who's 8 months pregnant?
Too big of a target.
Rob said too big
of a
target.
I have to go and try and
good luck, Libby. We wish you the best of luck. Good luck getting your five. We'll need the names of all those salespeople.
Yeah, I know.
But Libby, don't do it for us. Do it for the client, because that's really who you're letting down here today.
No, I'm not.
The client. Yes, you are.
I'm ready to play.
Oh, well, then I can announce the fact that you'll be out there Saturday morning playing by yourself.
No.
Olivia, you got 30 minutes. We wish you the very best of luck.
Godspeed.
There she goes.
Excellent.
Which side would Timmy, by the way, be on?
Timmy would be on the sales side, I think.
Okay.
That would
hold
be
on
fair.
A second. Here, my hotline's ringing. Hold on. Hello?
Don.
Yes.
Hey, it's Joe Ardinger.
Hey, Joe.
There's Tim. There's number 10 right there.
Yeah, Charlie recruited me yesterday.
Hey,
yeah.
Buzz, will you be driving Joe?
Sure.
Very good.
All the salespeople that don't play are fired.
Very good.
Driving their VW van together.
Right.
All right, Joe.
You.
Big Joe Ardinger. Thank you, Joe.
See ya.
And, you know, it's more reason why Joe Ardinger, just one of the many reasons why our team is more like family.
Listen to that.
The sales force, they are not a family.
No, they are not. I know not this family you speak of in the sales staff.
We've worked at radio stations where there was a little more bonding in the sales department.
This is not one of them.
And this would be an opportunity. You know, if Libby was smart, she'd go to Commandant Line 1.
Mm-hmm. Let me call Commandant Line 1.
Yeah, we should make him aware of this.
Oh, he doesn't give a crap. He's out of the building. All right, then. Who's next in command? How about Commandant Goldstein?
Ah, I had a word with him. He's got a children's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I said, there are not children's birthday parties at 10 o'clock. I have two small children. I know this. Then he did some mumbo-jumbo about nap time.
Nap time? For who?
For him. I think he's still smarting over the Halloween candy debacle.
Well, the fact that the Goldsteins gave out the bite-sized candies.
Yes. Not even fun size.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Steve Goldstein.
Oh, he's probably fled.
All right, he's hiding. How about we'll try everybody's favorite, Steve Johnson?
Ah, yes. Oh, I'll tell you, he'd almost count for two. Don't you agree, boys?
Steve Johnson.
He's just one man, Mike.
Hello, Steve.
Steve, Don and Mike show.
How's it going today?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Steve, we're calling about the lack of morale in the sales staff here at the radio station. Steve, will you be playing paintball for the sales staff on Saturday?
I'm not going to be.
Why is that?
Why, Steve?
I had already had a prior engagement with my wife and my kid.
What is the engagement?
What is the engagement?
Don't answer a question with a question.
It's personal in nature.
It's personal in nature?
Well, please share it with us.
I don't really want to share it with you.
All right.
Because you're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
You're not making this up.
No, I wouldn't make up anything.
Not with family. What could it be with your wife and your baby that's so private? What could it possibly be?
Well, it's just... You know, I don't like to talk about my personal life, I guess.
Here's the situation, Steve.
What's the situation?
Situation is you've got poor Libby out there who's trying to field a sales force team, and she's only really got three takers on the entire sales department, and she needs to have 10. And the last time we allowed the sales staff to kind of float and not field a legitimate team, and I think for the good of station morale, the sales force should put up a team of 10. 10 people that work for WJFK in the sales department.
I agree with you.
I happen to know he agrees, yet he will not participate.
Yeah, we all have to make sacrifices, Steve. We could all be doing things that we... I know, Don,
you
could be doing a lot of things that you'd rather do. I'm giving up a golf match. You know how painful that is for me.
Come on, Steve.
That is painful.
Come on, you don't have anything going on Saturday with your family.
I swear I do. I do have...
All right, then hold on. Tell it to Rob off the air. Hold on a second. Hold on. Rob, pick up 444 and tell me if he's lying or not.
Steve!
Just have him tell you off the air.
You
can tell us, generally speaking.
Incidentally, I'm going to give you a hint as to why Steve won't be able to play on Saturday.
There you go. It's not Saturday. It's Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday night.
I wonder if
you'll want some tonight. Rob, who may, you know, the minister of hate is on the phone with him right now.
You know, I mean, how easy would it be to just say, listen, I've got, you know.
That's valid. But you could have said that on the air.
Is it valid?
Yeah, I think so. In his world. Steve, hold on a second.
What is it?
What is it, Steve?
Is it incredibly personal, Rob?
No, not at all.
Steve, is it a nasty hangover?
Steve?
Yeah.
All right, Steve, listen, you've told Rob, and Rob says that it's nothing out of the ordinary. I don't think it'd be violating any of the Johnson family secrets. What will you be doing Saturday?
I'm going to a birthday party with my wife and my kid, first with other kids, and it's kind of a work play group deal. That
you know what I found, Steve? It's funny you. It's a work play deal.
Yeah, you know they have those. The girls all get together for those with all the kids and stuff, and then you know it's kind of a get together with all the parents.
See, the way I understand, let me explain to you. My daughters, both of them, attend a rather numerous amount of birthday parties. And, you know, the funny thing is, I did go to one time, Steve.
Just one?
And they were all moms. There wasn't a dad to be found there.
This is one for the holidays that they want to know what dads are.
And it's a...
Do you need me to help try to recruit some people
for
you?
No, it's on Libby. We just wanted to find out how come people were not responding.
Any assistance you would give to Libby would be of your free
will. Well, I found last year everybody had a great time doing it.
Well, everyone had a great time, but there was a horrible turnout by the sales department.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Steve.
Yep.
Bye-bye. That's Steve Johnson. He'll be... at that birthday party at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Yeah, 10 in the morning. Once again, another one of those birthday parties that start at 10 o'clock in the morning. See, I think I understand the perception of a sales department. Now, the last time, correct me if I'm wrong, our time commitment was basically 1 hour. Am I right?
Correct. That's all we
started at 10, we ended at 11, everybody was out of there by 11:15.
Right.
Right. All right, I think that's important.
All right, let's see. I'm going down the list right now. Unfortunately, most of the people on this list have either been fired or quit.
Yeah. So the guy was starting to leave at about 10:50 and was shot in the ass.
Since this list came out, let me see. Joan, Libby.
Joan!
Madonna.
Let's call
Madonna.
27 minutes in county for Libby. To assemble a team.
Let's call Madonna. A real, real spark plug to the sales staff.
Or she has a work, play, birthday, holiday party to go to.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Is this your voicemail or is this you?
Depends on who is it.
Hi, it's Donna Mike.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Boy, Madonna, you answer the phone in a real voicemail-like way.
Well, that's in case I don't want to talk to you.
Exactly. Are you playing on Saturday?
No, I'm not.
How come?
Previous commitment.
would you mind telling us what the previous commitment is?
A birthday party. No, I'm joking.
All right.
And yes, I will be drunk.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, an honest answer. Yeah.
Thank you, Madonna.
That's how you make us go away, ladies and gentlemen. Plus the fact that we're afraid of Madonna.
I figured that out a long time ago, how to make you go away.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She got to tell you something. I mean, this is a compliment. She got bigger balls than any man working back in that sales staff right now.
I'll be drinking. Bye, Madonna.
All right. You know what? I don't know. Perhaps.
Where is Tim McWilliams?
That's an excellent question.
I've been worried about him.
Although,
has he been around? He hasn't been around.
His excuse last year, do you remember it? He was painting a church.
He was painting a church. Was it that? Boy, it seems like it was only yesterday.
There's been a death in his family. So he really doesn't.
Oh, are you serious?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Well, then, no, the hell with that. All right.
Wishes to the McWilliams.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Wasn't his wife, was it?
No one knows.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So he, that's why he hasn't been around?
I believe it was a parent.
You know, there's nobody.
Oh, well, that's bad.
There's so many new people.
Yeah.
The revolving door.
Why don't you just dial a name of someone we don't recognize and say, which one are you?
All right, I'll try Patrick Corbett.
I think he's the one.
Is he Regis?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think that is Regis.
Let me call the tan guy.
Paul Gorgie.
Paul Gorgie.
Weren't you talking with him today?
Yes, I was. We were talking about Paul's exercise regimen.
Paul Gorgie.
This is the guy who lives in a tanning bed.
Yeah, I don't live in a tanning bed.
Hey, tan guy, it's Don Mike.
Don and Mike, how are you?
All right, now, Paul, you know, I hate to say this, but you do have a bit of seniority now. You've been at the ranch for a long time. We need to know why you're not going to be able to post.
What do you consider a long time?
How long have you been working here? Over a year, right?
It'll be 2 years in May.
Okay, wow. How come you're not playing on Saturday?
But I probably won't be up at that hour.
Hey, what about Nurse Betty who just went flying down the hallway?
That might work.
That new lady.
The new lady?
Oh, you know, there should be at least a couple of guys on the sales.
Yeah, there should be.
On.
Paul, what is your commitment?
What is my commitment?
It's 10 o'clock in the morning. It's 1 hour. You'll have the rest of the Saturday.
Well, you know, you got to start Christmas shopping. And I got to work on Sunday, obviously, for the Redskins game.
Yeah, hello, Paul. So do I.
I know.
I believe I work a little harder than you do. I don't just get bombed with clients all day up in the WJFK luxury suite.
You don't think that takes work?
That guy disgusts me. I hung up on him.
That's unacceptable.
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, the game might as well be called. It's a victory for our team.
Yeah, we win due to forfeit. Of course, Libby does have a few more minutes left.
23 minutes left.
23 minutes.
But there's not a chance she's going to come up with the amount of people.
Very sad for them.
Yep. Her line is busy.
Ah, she's busy working the phones.
We'll let you know what happens.
There will be no recount on this election either.
No, but you know, listen, folks. I mean, it's the Don and Mike Show. And look at how they wrote the copy on this.
Yep.
The Don and Mike Show
versus the sales department.
You heard our response. We got everybody. We got people calling us that want to play.
That's it.
The salespeople,
We got 10. They got 28 people back there. They can't pull together 10 people.
Birthday party. I'll be drinking Christmas shopping.
Well, they have 20-some minutes, and we'll see what happens.
Very good.
I know what I want to talk about. A couple of things from the news that interest me today. Mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
The story gets better. And they found a Wonder Woman costume in there with him.
Did they really?
They did.
I didn't know that.
They found a Wonder Woman costume.
Did they really?
And there was no girl around.
So he was going to put it on.
I don't know.
And like and get all high and parade in front of the mirror.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I just
God.
Know. Yesterday, I stand by my statement that whoever phoned in the tip was just a rat bastard. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. is a guy who deserves our pity, a guy who's got a problem, but I still think it was wrong that somebody ratted him out. And when I said that yesterday, some freaking do-gooder called us up and said,
right.
What was it? What if it was a loved one? So I went home last night, and Access Hollywood had a copy of the 911 call.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
And it definitely was not a loved one.
That was somebody who was torpedoing it?
Yeah, the call goes like this.
Hi, there's a guy in room 311 in the Murphy's Hotel. He's got about an ounce of cocaine and guns. Thank you. Quick.
And that was...
And it was, you know, and I say torpedoing him, but it was the person that ratted him out. He obviously, we all know, he torpedoed himself.
Yeah, it's just...
Of course.
It's bad that someone was involved and ratted him out like that.
I mean, it sounds like maybe the person that sold him whatever he got might have done that, you know.
And the funny part is the Wonder Woman suit.
Yeah, there's some thinking now that whoever called 911 also is selling the story to the tabloids and that there'll be more details next week. And there was a woman seen going in and out of his room at least once, a blonde woman at the Merv Griffin Resort. So maybe the costume was hers.
Or maybe the woman was in there and he put on the costume.
Could be. You never know. Yeah,
that's what I like sticking with, because the story I heard is that there were no women around yet. There was a Wonder Woman costume.
And he's going back to work, they say, right?
Yes,
he's going to go back and finish his commitment.
Finish his 8 episodes and do 2 more on top of that if
there
the judge will let him.
Good man. Okay, and the other story... Is this? I wish we were up in Manhattan today, broadcasting from WNEW, because I would go over to Macy's or whatever store that that idiot magician's at, and I would spit on the piece of ice that this guy is in.
I tell you, his mother was telling me right before I came on the air here that those capsules should have been there an hour ago.
Oh, Mrs. Blaine. Okay. I'm going to tell you something about this trick that this magician is doing.
Right.
That was It's a Wonderful Life joke, right?
Yes, Mrs. Blaine is the one that orders the capsules from Rudy Marcy. Or I'm sorry, young Jimmy Stewart.
This is why it's such a pisser. This is not even like a trick. Like when David Copperfield would make an elephant disappear, make the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Yeah, I'm so sick of this guy with his dead eyes, too. You know, with his, like, at 85 degrees.
His doll's eyes.
Doll's eyes, you start shaking and controlling. But you know, it's a trick.
Okay, right? Listen, and here's the trick. I want to tell you about this because I've worked at radio stations where they've done this with disc jockeys before.
Right.
This is nothing out of the ordinary. You get a gigantic block of ice, and you build and I saw when I saw David Blaine on TV this morning on Good Morning America, I realized it's the exact same setup as we put Jobo in. You remember Jobo from B96?
Yeah.
We put him in ice for a week and had him broadcast from an ice cube.
Now he's in between the ice. There's room in between the blocks of ice.
That's what
right?
I'm saying.
6 inches.
He can move his arms a little bit.
And does the ice serve as some kind of insulation, too?
Yes, and he has some kind of a plastic covering. At least I know that's how they did it when they had this disc jockey do it. They put him down in Marshall Fields in Chicago for a week, where he was in the window of the store.
Right.
And every morning, he broadcast live while he was technically... frozen alive.
I'll tell you, I don't know much about physics and all that, but I do know that the word is exposure. And when you're talking about exposure, you are exposed to the elements. When you're inside a block of ice, I would think that it would be something along the lines of an igloo, like the Eskimos make, where you are prevented from being exposed to the elements, and you're insulated.
And the thing that's not right about it, and wasn't right about it when... my disc jockey friend did it, and it was one of those things, I believe, that went all over the country.
Right.
With radio stations throughout the country doing this contest, is that the way it was presented on the air at the station I worked at was that they were going to put this guy, Joe Bohannon, like in a casket.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to fill it with water,
mm-hmm.
and then they were going to let it freeze, and then they were going to prop him up in the window of Marshall Fields for a week.
With his head exposed?
Well, his whole body exposed.
Okay. I mean, they obviously... That's a stupid question.
What?
You wouldn't put his head underwater and let the water freeze. No. He'd obviously be able to breathe.
No, well, what they were saying, though, and they lied about this, what it is really, it's like a die-cast mold that is made approximately 6 inches, with about 6 inches to go. It's like if you got in a casket, and they closed the casket door, and you had enough room to move around, and you had a tube to breathe out of, and you had a tube that you could pee into.
Right.
That's what this guy David Blaine is doing. He's not doing any kind of a magic trick.
No.
This is something that was done by radio stations 15 years ago.
Yeah, and then you hype it up by saying, you know, at 95 degrees, you begin to tremble uncontrollably.
Right.
At 85 degrees, you're gone.
Oh.
You know, okay, so you're going to kill yourself. And then they show the guy, and the guy looks perfectly fine.
What they said, Joe Bohannon was fine. He was fine.
I just want to say, is it a coincidence that all this is happening at the same time that wax museum is opening up? Coincidence? I don't think so.
Hey, do you know I saw old Big Al Roker in the wax museum this morning?
Yeah.
He's walking around in New York City in the wax museum, and he said, somebody stole Elle McPherson's thong.
I got to give him credit for that, because you know they squirm when they do something like that. And you see Elle McPherson, her wax dummy with a little wrap skirt, and he says, and someone got in here and stole her a thong. I'm not sure how they did it. It's pretty funny.
And I like that guy, David Blaine. Like, I've seen him when he does card tricks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's really excellent.
Sure.
But there's no trick. There's no trick to being put into this case that has a plastic covering on the inside and then have ice on the outside.
Well, I mean, the ice serves as insulation. You're basically prevented from being affected by the elements.
And I saw him on TV this morning. They're saying, oh, my God, has he slept? It's like, what, it's the first time in the history of the world a guy's gone 2 or 3 days without sleeping?
And when you go into that, I mean, really, I do think it's like an igloo. I mean, that's why Eskimos do so well in that environment when they're up there in their igloos. I mean, really, I saw a documentary on the Eskimos one time. That's what does it, and it's the body heat that generates your heat, you know?
Right.
I think you're okay.
I've seen a good Eskimo commercial recently.
Eskimo pie?
No. The one where the Eskimo wants the English's waffles, and he wants them...
English's?
You know, the people who make the...
Thomas's
English muffins.
English's makes probably...
Yeah.
Come on now. They don't make waffles at English's.
Right. Thomas's English muffins...
Right.
They make waffles.
Oh, okay.
And the commercial is that they got an Eskimo, and he gets on his dog sled. You know, I love the way, you know, if we stereotype Eskimos on this show,
right.
We get calls from Alaska, and people say, we're not like that.
Right.
But when they do a commercial on TV, it's okay.
Yeah, every stereotype is okay in advertising.
They show this goddamn Nanuka of the North, and he gets on his sled, and he's got 8 huskies.
Right.
And he goes to the store, and he walks in, and he takes off his parka hat, and he goes, waffles, fresh, not frozen, me like. And he goes out, and he gets back on his dog sled. And then he says to them, mush, because he wants them to get home before they freeze. Because it's so cold in Alaska.
It's scary cold.
Jesus.
It's crazy cold in Alaska.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I remember when I was a little kid, there was a mobile home sales place. Did the same thing with this girl in a block of ice in a bikini. She's laying on a heated board. I mean, it doesn't even get cold inside the ice.
Well, I don't think this guy, David Blaine, I'll say to his credit, I don't think he has a heated board in there. I believe that he's probably under the same conditions that my disc jockey friend was. But it's not any kind of a great magic trick or an illusion.
I just hate the guy's style. I hate the way he does that kind of, like, dead eyes. Yeah, look at this. I can elevate. And then you see the people on the street just going, oh, my God, look what he did.
So I said, if we're up in Manhattan today, I swear to God, I'd be a big loogie right on that guy.
That also was the same promotion where I got to meet the real Robin back before he started boozing.
Oh, you mean the Batman and Robin?
Yeah. The real guy.
Dick Grayson?
Yeah.
Wow, that must have been one serious great car dealer promotion.
What was his name?
Oh, it was a mobile
Burt Ward.
Burt Ward.
That's right.
Yeah, remember, mobile homes. We're in Greenville, South Carolina.
Imagine that. Mobile homes, a girl in a bikini frozen alive in ice, and Robin the Boy Wonder.
I'd buy a home.
Sure. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, most times when it's on wheels, it's a steal.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You know, at the beginning of the show, you guys put that Elvis track, and you, like, welcome all 6 million of your listeners to the world, to your world, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, I got like a personal response to that, guys.
I'll be waiting there.
I'll be waiting there, Don and Mike.
With my arms unfurled.
A little deeper.
Arms wide open, just waiting, guys. I love you.
A little deeper into
waiting
the song.
Waiting just for you.
Waiting just for Don and Mike.
Welcome to my world.
Don, guys, welcome to my world. Buzz, you're welcome too, Rob A.
Thank you.
My
thank
world, guys, just like yours, Don and Mike, today's my day.
Hey. Nice to see
you. With you and Mike.
Will with you and Mike.
Goodbye.
Well, somebody who enjoys the opening.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, now come on.
Hello.
That wasn't fun.
Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Hello. Trying to get a hold of Don and Mike.
Yes, that's why I said Don and Mike,
oh,
you're on the air.
My bad. Hey, calling from Athens, Georgia. When are you going to get a location in Atlanta?
My bad. My bad. My bad. My bad. I don't know. But you keep watching that American Holler show. I tell you, why can't you marry me? We're going
to
sell Moss.
I was talking about your frozen ice there. Your frozen man in, up there and wherever he is. Hey,
you know, listen, I was going to say something. I hung up on that. I love being syndicated throughout the country. But please, I wish all the goddamn hillbillies would stop calling us. I really do. I mean, I'm glad you get the show down in Georgia. Thank you. But please, for the love of Phil Hochberg,
please,
our Christ, please stop calling.
American Holler back on cable.
It's on all the time on HBO.
I don't want to leave here. They all come back. You'll come back just like a bad check. You always come back.
I spent 17 days in jail. I kind of liked it.
You want to go out and dig up some moss? Dig some roots and scrape some moss off of rocks?
Great show.
It is.
Yeah, fantastic. I'd love to visit that town.
Watch it on HBO if you get a chance. I mean, you'll laugh your ass off. It's so funny. This is the goddamn hillbillies.
American Holler.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air.
I am.
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah, how cold is it up there?
About 25 degrees, sunny today.
Right. Hi, what can we do for you?
Hey, I'm just telling you, you guys are great, and I'm glad you're on the air up here because, you know, there's not a lot here for people to listen to, and you make my day. You guys are funny.
When does it start that whole day being dark?
Right about now.
Oh, really, where most of the day is dark?
Yeah, I mean, the sun didn't come up today till about 11 o'clock.
That's incredible.
Is Alaska still Bass Ackwards with TV, or now because there's satellites and stuff, do you guys get TV shows at the same time we do?
Yeah, well, yeah, they're delayed, like Monday Night Football delayed here a couple hours, that kind of stuff.
Tape delayed, you mean?
Yeah. Really? I mean, but now that, yeah, they got satellite TV and we get TV, regular TV, it's live and stuff. But, you know, our nightly news is 3 hours delayed.
So what do you do, seriously, when you do have that day where it's dark all day? I mean, everybody's watched Northern Exposure and they did a lot of material on that. But what do you do when it is literally when there is no sunlight all day long? Is it tough?
Well, for some people it is. I mean, that's what they call it, cabin fever. And, you know, people get shot here all the time during that time.
Do they really? People go nuts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean.
I shouldn't laugh.
Myself, I just come to work when it's dark, go home when it's dark.
Right, gotcha.
All right. That's one way of looking at it.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, all right.
Thank you for the call.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
See you later.
He's going to be one of the people that will shoot somebody.
How come they don't get Monday Night Football live?
I don't get that.
Because it's only what... Let me see. I got a thing here that says what time we're on in Anchorage. It's not that much earlier. Hold on a second. Give me a moment. Anchorage, Alaska. Anchorage, Alaska.
It's very difficult to get the signal up there because it's dark.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So that means they're 4 hours ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So Monday Night Football would start at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock the following day.
No, 5 o'clock the same day.
No, I don't think, I don't think you're right about
it's
that.
It's just an hour ahead of the West Coast.
It's an hour ahead?
Yes.
Time machine.
Yes. It's not a time machine. It's the same day, Robbie.
So right now in Alaska, it's what?
Going on noon.
Tomorrow.
Today.
Today.
They're in the same times, the same time thing as us.
I see.
It's today.
I see or so.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Don, this is Chuck. I'm out here on the Eastern Shore.
Yes, Chuck, hello.
That's why those Eskimo pies are so cold.
Why?
I don't know.
That Robert Downey Jr. thing, they found, like, some more costumes in there and a couple of wigs also.
A couple of wigs?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that is like, too weird. How did he get all that? I mean, he must have packed it. It keeps growing hair, that story, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Although, you know, even that one's not as great as the stuff in the new tabloid. We got the new star today.
Uh-huh.
That is Harrison Ford out of control.
Uh-oh.
The women, the boozing, and the bust-up.
Uh-huh.
But the story that's right all over the cover that we're going to be getting into later today is Rosie's Secret Gay Life.
Hello.
You know, like, this is a shocker that someone has finally come out with a story that Rosie O'Donnell loves to feast on the yeast.
Hi, Rosie.
No secret.
But here it is, a big picture of them. And you laugh your ass off. The picture, first off, it's obviously it's Rosie with no makeup, okay?
Right, right.
Lovely Rosie. And her girlfriend, who's not bad looking.
Were they a hoops game?
Yeah, they're at a WLBA game.
There we go.
That is where all of the lesbians go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a lesbian, go to the WLBA.
Sure.
Go out to the Sacramento Monarchs or go to the Washington
Mystics,
or the New York Liberty. Yeah. The WLBA. It's
hot.
That's where their picture is taken.
There they are.
Look at they are.
She's trading up.
Oh, she sure is.
Yeah, you know, you got to give her credit there. That's a pretty-looking girl.
She sure is. And there's no way Rosie's on top.
No way.
When they're doing it.
Please.
Absolutely no way.
But you know Rosie's dominant in that.
Yeah.
She's the man.
Yes. You think the other girl has to put a strap-on?
Yeah, probably.
You think so?
Oh, of course.
You think so?
But Rosie commands her to do it.
Hi, Rosie. She's the queen of nice. I don't want to get to that story.
Put your strap on. Come on.
Come on.
I'm dying here. I'm ready. I've been ready.
Parker, shut up. Parker,
I'm ready.
Rosie, do you want me to strap the turkey leg on?
Of course I do. Come to bed. I'm ready for you.
Oh, that's so great.
I am so hungry.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike, Radio God.
Hi.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, we're great, thank you.
The magician, David Blaine?
Yes.
I couldn't agree with Mike more. Those eyes are goofy. I mean, he's a great technician would be the best way to describe it.
But his whole rap is always that.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
But listen, everybody, what he's doing is not a trick.
It's just a great illusion. And
hold on, what's the illusion?
Well, the illusion is people think he's actually in the ice freezing. That's the illusion, but like you said, he's really not. But
yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of people that will watch that commercial that comes on when he does the whole thing about, at 95 degrees, you begin to tremble uncontrollably. You know, and then they talk about him hopping up and down, you know, because it's cold in there.
He's not an illusion.
Well, you know what? What's his face? Robert Downey Jr. was probably trembling uncontrollably. It had nothing to do with ice. But can I ask one
more? But I want to tell you.
I want to tell you what, Robbie.
Remember, David Blaine was the same guy who was buried out in front of, I believe it was Macy's.
Yes.
And they had people spotting the switcheroo of him and the dummy. Remember?
I remember that.
Switch late at night?
Right.
And now, I don't know how this is set up in New York. Do you think there could be a switcheroo at play up there?
No, because I know when the disc jockey did it at WBBM that he actually stayed in the window of the store for a week.
So how many hours is he doing this? How many?
72, isn't it?
72 hours?
It was like 3 days.
Jobo did it for a week or something like that.
He's fasting, obviously. That's the only thing he's doing.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, this is Rosie. How you doing?
Hey, Rosie O'Donnell.
Hey, Rosie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, Rosie, I got it right here in the new edition of the Star. It says, Rosie's Secret Gay Life.
Well, yes, I am.
Did you enjoy that basketball game?
Oh, very much so.
Is that your lover to your right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, what's her name?
I'm not sure.
Not sure.
Right,
and,
gotcha.
And I'm on top.
Of course you're on top. Hello, Donna Mike. No way Rosie could be on top. She'd kill that poor lady.
Well, that was Rosie who just said she's on top.
Well, I don't think that was really Rosie, Mike.
Really?
Really.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi.
How are y'all?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Oh, that's good. I was just calling with some more news to the Robert Downey story.
Yeah.
I just actually read on the internet that it wasn't a woman that was going in and out of the room. It was actually a guy dressed in drag.
Okay.
Now they're piling on.
All right. Yeah. I got you.
Thank you. They're piling on.
All right. Listen, we got to do a break. We've gone way too long this break right now. Let's clear the lines and get a call 100.
You know, once you do a year in the big house, who knows, though?
A prize package selected especially for you. Then we'll come back and we'll find out if we're playing paintball on Saturday. Also, I wanted to start taking your calls to find out who wants to be in our freak show on Friday.
All right.
When we're giving away $1,000. But now let's start today's show right here, right now, with a call 100 and a prize package selected especially for you. Oh, and it's a good prize today. Listen to this. Huh. You know, actually, you know what? No, I'm going to save that.
Ooh.
I'm going to wait and have Mom and Dad's battle it out for that later.
Very good.
You'll call for a not-so-great prize. At 877-365-3636. Be call 100.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why, that medicine should have been there an hour ago. It'll be over in 5 minutes, Mrs. Blaine.
God damn it. The right. Don and Mike Show.
Right.
I always take you with me.
Everywhere I go.
Mrs. Blaine.
Blaine. Absolutely. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Where's Mrs. Blaine's box of capsules?
$6.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
I am the 100th caller.
Yes, you are. And what's your name?
Why do I have such good luck?
I don't know. What's your name?
Victor.
Vic, where are you from, Vic?
Wichita, Kansas.
Now, Vic, here I am saying we're giving away a crappy prize. It actually is a great prize.
Yeah.
You've won the 26-week rental card, good for a free movie every week for the next 6 months at your local Blockbuster Video.
Hey. I might not even live that long.
We recommend you get X-Men, available now at Blockbuster. Blockbuster bringing entertainment home. Thank you, my friend.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank ye. Hold on a second. Now, time is up.
Thank ye.
It's time to call Libby to find out if we're playing paintball on Saturday. Against the sales staff.
Rommel.
And if she's got 10, we need the names of all 10.
That's right. You magnificent bastard. I read your book. You reach over into a pile of goo.
You, I never go by that movie. Never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's impossible. And, I mean, I've seen it so many times.
Hi.
Now that I think I would.
Libby Hughley with WJFK and the Washington Redskins.
She's run away?
Network. Please leave your message at the end of the 10 and I'll return it within the next...
She certainly knew that this was the time. I mean, that, her time was up. And
I thought she had a good chance once Steve Johnson agreed to support her.
Once we started talking about this, I realized that, just so everybody understands,
right.
This game has been set up for a year, and just because we started talking about it on the air this week, it didn't just like...
There's Libby.
...happen on Monday. Come on in, Libby.
Come on in, Libby.
Come on in. You may greet the Emperor and Tojo.
Hello.
Hello.
Or so.
Come on in.
Tojo or so.
Here she is. The General of the Losers.
Yes.
Libby.
Coming in with her forfeit speech.
What you got there, Libby? What you got going on? Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Libby, you don't look happy.
I'm frustrated.
Mm. You're frustrated? Well, you should be.
Yes. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Somebody's calling on the hotline here.
Hotline call.
Who is it?
That's your son.
Hold on. My son. Hold on a second, Libby. Hola.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Are you talking about the paintball?
Yes.
Is the sales staff short a couple people?
Marty, you can't play for the sales staff.
If I must, I will.
Now, listen, I know you just want to play paintball. But
can't he still go out there?
Well, yeah, you want to come over to our house and pick him up, Uncle Mike, on Saturday morning?
Oh, he doesn't have his license yet, huh?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sure something can be arranged at some time. Hold on, Barty. I'm about to get the announcement, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on a second. Yes, Libby.
That was funny. I just realized that I wasn't trying to torpedo you, but realized that if you want
to come over, Uncle Mike, about 9:30 and pick him up and take him all the way out there.
No need. Yeah. Although it's a beautiful part of the country.
Libby? And?
I have 8.
You have how many?
8.
8. Who do you have?
Who are they on the sales department?
Deborah, myself, Stacy, Colin, Christine, Bretta, Jessica, and then 2 are not salespeople, but they are people who work here that are not in programming.
And who are they?
Joan.
Just Joan.
Just Joan?
Very good.
That counts.
Yeah, and?
And actually one's an alumni, John Pop.
He's programming.
Not a so programming.
He's all programming. Yes. It'd be one thing if he was alumni sales, but he's that's 7.
He's alumni programming.
He's
You have 7.
7.
You know, considering that I had 3.
You know, though, out of those 7, you'll probably get 4 to show up.
Yeah.
Am I right, Rob? Am I right about that?
Yeah. First, I'll tell you, there's no way that Deborah Dean's going to come out because she's not going to break a nail coming out there to play paintball. Come on, let's be honest. Okay, let me call her. Hey, hey, Barty.
Hey, Dad.
Barty,
yeah.
What? Yeah, what?
I can fill 2 spots, Jared and I.
No, you're not playing for the enemy. Hold on, listen, don't worry, I'll figure something out. Okay.
You're just angry because last year I was the star player. Last year I got.
Let him be the star for us.
No, my son is not playing for you guys. Barty, I'll call you back. I love you. Bye.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
All right, goodbye. Hold on. Let me call Deborah Dean. Let me call some of the people. She just left.
Huh. How convenient.
Who else did you have on your team?
Joan.
Just Joan. Okay, J-O. J-O Joan.
Yeah, we'll gauge the level of commitment here.
This is Joan Latta.
Hey, J-O Joan, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Listen, are you really going to play paintball?
Yeah.
No way. No, come on.
Yes, if I can get my myself up and out the door, yes.
Right.
If I can convince my daughter to come with me.
Daughter.
No. I heard if I can get myself up.
Right.
If I can get my daughter.
Sure.
Is it at 10 o'clock on Saturday?
Yes, it is, Joan.
I don't have to be in Woodbridge any earlier than 10.
No, you'd have to be there earlier than that to get outfitted and to run through the how to shoot the gun and everything.
Probably about 7:30.
No, not that late.
7:30 in the morning?
No, probably about 9:30.
Okay, yeah, I can do 9:30.
Do you mean it, Joan?
Yes, I do mean it.
Under penalty of death?
Under penalty of death. I have to cancel a meeting, but for you guys,
okay.
I will do that.
All right,
you wouldn't be doing it for us. You'd be doing it for Libby.
You'd be doing it for Libby. We've got a full compliment.
Oh, okay. Well, then for Libby, I will cancel my meeting, and I will be down there to play paintball.
All right.
Can I bring my daughter?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Thank you.
And remember, you can't spell Joan without J-O.
Sure.
Thank you, Joan.
Thanks, Joan.
You're welcome.
All right, give me another name on your list.
One of the new people.
Christine.
Who is Christine?
She's so new, I don't even have her on the list.
I don't know her extension either.
Oh, yeah. Give me another one. Oh, Bretta. Is Bretta here?
Bretta.
Oh, here comes Charlie Broyhill. Are you going to say something, Charlie? You're just walking in.
I bet there's no way Bretta shows for this. No way.
Now, Joan sounded like she was...
No, I trust J.O. Joan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got it. Thank you, Charlie. You did find Christine.
Bretta.
Hey, Bretta, it's Don and Mike.
Hello there.
Hey, listen, sweetie, are you really playing paintball on Saturday?
I'm going to have to in order to get up to the 10 people, right?
Yeah, you're...
I didn't really want to play, not because I didn't want to play, but I do have things that I'd like to get done this weekend.
And you're aware that if you know, all the no-shows on Saturday will be chastised liberally on this program on
right.
Monday.
Well, I also didn't not want to play because I just didn't feel like getting killed by you guys.
But are you going to play, Bretta?
Do you want me to play?
That's not the question.
Yes, I'm playing. I'm in.
Okay, all right.
Definite.
All right, thank you, Bretta.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, that's all good, right. Libby. That's good.
Bye-bye. Looks like you might have a game here, Libby.
Yes.
Let me call Christine. You might have pulled this one out.
Let's see what happens.
I'll give you $100 out of my own money if you get Deborah Dean to show up, though. I swear to God on that.
Still, we're taking on mostly women, it appears.
That's fine, Buzz.
Yeah, the guys in the sales department are a bunch of wusses.
Apparently.
Well, Rob, yes, technically, Rob just gave me a note. Thought she needed 10. You know, technically, yes, she did need 10, but if she came
up... Hey, it's Rob from the Don and Mike show, and I can't make it to the phone.
Wait a minute, hold on. I just called Robbie's number.
Leave me a message.
What's your number, Rob?
I'm at,
I think it, I don't mind coming up a little short of 10 if it's made indelibly clear that the no-shows will be punished. If people say they're going to be there and they're not there.
This is Christine.
Christine, hello. This is the Don and Mike show. How are you?
I'm lovely. How are you, Don?
Great, thanks. Are you playing on Saturday?
Yeah, I played last year.
Really?
Oh,
who are you?
Mike, I can't believe you said you didn't know who I was. You stand by my desk and talk to me all the time.
Oh, Christine. I know Christine.
Yeah.
Christine.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christine sits right across from Jessica.
Right.
On the other side of where EB sits when the sports junkies come in.
Exactly. You got red hair?
Yeah.
Oh, I just had Christine, I just had a mental block. I know exactly who you are.
Oh, okay.
All right. Are you definitely? Now wait a minute. Are you definitely playing?
Yeah.
No shows will be punished.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
What's the punishment?
Well, you'll have to find that out. What do you think? Are you going to show up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
You promise?
I did last year. I had a great time.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Do you swear on your bosoms?
Well, I don't know about that. Now, yeah, I'll be there.
All right, very good.
All right.
All right. Well, Libby, I'll give you some credit. You pull the team together.
Okay. Indeed.
Great.
We're on Saturday morning.
You might want to keep working on it too, Libby, to get some more people.
Yeah. Try to get some men.
Because you probably need some alternates because these people will stiff you.
Yeah.
That's their job. Look at her now. There's the commitment level. Mm-hmm. She's just out of here, doesn't want to hear any of it.
Right. Because now
there'll be like four people there.
Be able to call the
I agree, Rob. I'm with you.
And all I want to say is Libby on her leaving said, thanks a lot, Rob. Well, you're effing welcome. All I asked was you to honor what you agreed to. Yeah. And I thought as a salesperson, you might be up for that. But I guess in retrospect, you like when things go your way. Libby, who's making the rules now? Poor.
Hold on. I got to get her back on the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on, Rob.
Oh, she's just coming back in here.
Here she is.
Rob called you a naughty name, Libby.
What is your problem? Why are you being so mean?
Did you say that you could get a team of 10 people? That was your ultimatum, right? Was that not clear?
Was that not clear? Yes.
All right.
Why are you being so testy?
Not testy.
Yes,
just thought you would want to live up to your end of the bargain.
That is true.
It wasn't. I had people.
You had 8 people.
No, I had people.
What if you said, I'll give you a commercial for $1,000 and someone gave you $800? Would that be a deal?
I'm right.
Okay. Listen, what if you said, I'll give you a commercial for $1,000, and someone said, okay, here's $800. Is that a deal?
Sometimes.
Why? What world?
In a sales world. Mm-hmm.
The world of Libby. Welcome, everyone, to the world of Libby.
You're being mean.
Yes, he is. No.
He's being very mean.
Yes, I'm a victim here.
No.
Oh, you're the victim. Please, you're the victim.
But he's so busy being victimized that you only had 3 people on your team today.
More than that.
Yes, you do. That's all that matters, is that you only came up 2 short instead of, 7 short. That's right.
I hope to see you on Saturday, Libby.
Charlie, on Monday.
I hope I see you there. I'll try to make it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
If I can get there by 10.
All right.
I'm the only one that's guaranteed to show up because my kid will kill me if I don't go.
No, I'll be there.
Come on, it'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fun to pellet her ass.
I don't know if I'll be able to work up enough dinner.
It'll be grand fun. Fun.
I think we're all on the same page on this one.
I really do.
Oh, yeah.
We all feel the same way.
You know, really, I do. I legitimately, and it's not Libby. It's everybody in that department,
especially the men.
The men who just nobody's showing.
It's the sales staff.
The guys who call themselves men.
Yeah. It's all women.
Women.
I mean, it's a credit to the women that have agreed. People like Joan.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
J.O. Joan, who doesn't even work in the sales staff.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know what J.O. Joan does here. What does she do here?
Finance.
She's in the billing department, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She's the assistant, Miss Bobby.
Well, I don't know if I could bring myself to shoot J.O. Joan.
I wouldn't feel good pulling that trigger.
I'm rather fond of J.O. Joan.
Oh, yeah.
But I certainly look forward to Bretta being there.
Charlie just says in headphones he'd shoot Joan. Yeah. And I might want to take a shot of Bretta, too.
You can leave a message or not, whatever you want, except for you.
I don't know where my family is.
Leave a message, so I don't worry. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, Bart, if you're listening right now, I know Mom's driving carpool. Happy day. We're playing Saturday. Now, listen, everybody can come out and watch us play on Saturday. We're going to be at Pev's Paintball.
All right.
For directions or information.
And make sure you get specific directions.
Call 888-826-7387 or go to www.pevs.com. As always,
hold on, but this is my kid calling back. Hello?
Hey.
Hola.
You tried to call?
Yep, game on.
Okay.
Game on.
Sure you don't want me on the sales staff?
No, I want you playing on my team.
I think you're a little scared.
Come on, listen, where's some camaraderie here? Where's the father-son camaraderie?
No, I play with Jarrett. There's camaraderie.
No, yeah, you play with Jarrett, your friend. How about you play on your father's team?
I've done that 1 year.
Right, listen, I'm going to make it real simple for you, okay? Now listen to me, son. You play on my team or you don't play?
Somebody really is scared. Okay, I'll play on your team, Dad.
Right, listen, it's embarrassing if my son plays on the other team.
Why?
Because you're my son.
Yeah, we got that, father-son rivalry thing happening.
No.
This is father-son like a father-son football game.
This is father-son taking on the dreaded sales staff. No matter what you do with your life, do anything you like, but the 2 things I forbid you to do are to become a disc jockey, or even worse, become a radio salesperson. There's no lower walk in life than being a radio salesperson.
Okay.
They're the enemy, Bart. They're the enemy, and we feel very strongly about this.
And I just like to tell everyone, I have no qualms about shooting anyone on the team, male or female.
All right, well, then you're going to be shooting girls.
We need you on our team.
I can do it.
We got to have it.
Very good.
Last year, my son and his friend two of the big reasons we won that game.
Yes, fleet of foot, very fleet of foot.
Yes, right, they're excellent. They got their own paintball guns and everything.
No,
all right.
I don't.
Yes, you do have a paintball gun.
Yeah, but I told you it's busted, so I can't bring it.
It's broken. It's not busted.
Broken.
And yes, because I am your father, and because we have this father-son bond happening, I'll arrange for you to have a gun to play with on Saturday.
And Sarah doesn't have to bring his gun either, right?
Your friend doesn't have to bring his gun? Well, no, I guess not, because you and I have a father-son bond. Hello?
I don't think he hung up. I think he was disconnected.
I think it was a bad sell.
And he'll play on our team.
Yeah, of course. He's, you know...
With young Jarrett.
He's getting to that age. Frida says that to me all the time.
Uh-huh. That he's getting to the age where...
Yeah, he's getting to that age. And the thing is, I've been lucky. For 15 and a half years...
Yes, you have.
Pretty much the only person in our family that he ever gave crap to was Frida.
Right.
And she would always say, you know, you just wait till Dad gets home. And then Dad would get home, and that's when the crap would end. Well, now... That he's realizing he's as tall as me.
Yes.
And he's going to be driving very soon.
Once the license comes.
Yeah.
You know. But I think you've done very well. A lot of parents deal with that at 13, 12 or 13, sometimes 9, 10.
Is he not a little a-hole like a lot of kids are, a lot of his friends are that I know?
He's a normal 15-year-old.
He has his moments. And when he has as much, I tell him that. I say, you're being an L.A.
Hey, he's getting in the car and he's coming out to play paintball with you on Saturday. It could be a lot worse.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll see everybody Saturday morning.
And salespeople, and I mean this, those people that told Libby, I have no confidence in this, but I'm going to tell them, those people that said they're going to show up, show up.
Yeah, you better. Or we'll do something real bad to you.
Right.
I mean, we'll do something real bad to you.
Yeah, like maybe paintball your car.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have a list of people, and then Libby will give us all the no-shows.
Right. So if you want to come and watch us, open to everybody. We'll be playing at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, Pez Paintball, 888-826-7387 for directions or information.
And now, can I say a personal thanks to the double Steves, Steve Johnson, Steve Goldstein? Thanks for your support. Enjoy your parties.
Now, listen, we have...
On Friday's episode, $1,000 that we're going to be giving away.
All right.
And our final freak show of the year 2000.
Now, this is not one of our what would you do for a prize show. This is simply an all-out freak show.
Freak, secure your luggage up to the room.
Whether it be an abnormality you were born with, whether it be a special talent you have, whether it be... an erotic gift that you own.
Right.
Whatever it is that you have, if you're a freak and you want $1,000 for Christmas, courtesy of Hotwire.com, we're having our final freak show of 2000 on Friday's episode.
It'll be fantastic with a full complement of freaks.
So we need you freaks to start calling us now and telling us what your freakish activities are that you'll be performing
right. On
Friday's show. Okay, and the phone number is 877-365-3636.
Best freak wins $1,000.
That's on Friday. We like to find out what freaks are coming down in advance. So give us a call.
Is this a freak already?
Let me see. Line number one. Hello, Donna.
Donna, Mike, my brothers. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, listen, actually, I've been on hold. I was calling about Chelsea article in today's post about DJ Bruce Kelly and his radio gig.
Oh, yes. Man.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that Todd actually thinking that means something?
Now, listen, Frank Ahearns knows nothing about writing about the comings and goings of radio in the market of Washington, D.C.
Frank Ahearns' history with you guys alone says that. But
the only thing I found interesting in the article is that Bruce Kelly, this disc jockey who got fired recently, apparently drank so much on a 40-minute flight that he took off all his clothes and ran around Los Angeles airport naked.
And didn't get arrested.
Yeah.
Something for him to be so proud of himself for, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's very proud of himself.
I can tell. Yeah. But it shows in his performance.
You know, it's amazing to me that in the Washington Post radio section that they write an article, a full article on this guy, a feature piece on this
guy. And don't mention Rob A.
And they don't mention Rob A, but also, I mean, just that they would do a feature on this guy. There's so much more going on in radio than this article.
Let me explain why this guy said they didn't mention Rob A. This guy's claim to fame, this disc jockey Bruce Kelly that they wrote about, who's been fired now for the last 6 months from a radio station, He's the guy who used to do the announcements on the field when he would introduce the Redskins. I think we talked about this when he got fired.
Right.
When he came out and said, Ravens fans suck, and he was making all kinds of wacky DJ ad-libs.
And Robbie got his rightful job back.
Yes, and Robbie got the gig back, and there's not been a mention of that in the newspaper since.
No.
But today, Frank Ahearns, who knows nothing about radio, gives this guy a two-page article, including pictures, because this guy's going to work at XM Satellite Radio, which incidentally has a subscriber list of, I think, zero. Okay?
That's right.
Nobody gets this XM Satellite Radio.
Right.
Nobody
well,
gets
it. You know, Frank Ahearn's nose isn't a suntan. It's not the reason it's brown.
Listen to this. Kelly is something of a throwback rock DJ.
Rock.
By that we mean he believes in going with his gut on the air.
Oh, my God.
Right. I heard this guy when he used to work at Jamming 99.5.
Mm-hmm.
This guy never said one influential thing in his life.
My mom listens to that station, so unfortunately I was subject to that, too.
This guy's whole shtick was, it's 3 minutes after the hour, and it's going to be sunny with a high of 78 today.
Right.
That's it.
Going with his gut.
Mm-hmm. Andy indulged.
Well, he leads with his gut. Anybody that's seen him knows that.
Andy indulged in booze, drugs, and payola. In 1998, when Kelly was a top 40 DJ in Phoenix, he got so liquored up on a 40-minute flight from Arizona to Los Angeles that he took off his clothes and ran naked around LAX.
Hey, congratulations.
That's amazingly nice. He was not arrested. When he returned to Phoenix, however, his boss told him he had to go to detox. He did. But only after going on the air and telling his listeners what had happened and where he was going for the next 30 to 40 days.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right. Like the guy's some kind of freaking hero.
You know, this is a guy that he spews this out to Frank Ahearns, and Frank Ahearns sits there with a tape recorder and puts it all in the article. You know, we say anything to this guy, and it's skewed and twisted and turned around. It's amazing. It's the same old crap.
Yeah.
You guys will never get your due, unfortunately. Not with this guy.
No, not from the Washington
Post. Not a chance.
Mm-hmm. Never.
Anyway, guys, I love you. Evil Boy says hi, and I'll talk to you another time.
Thanks. We'll see you later.
Take it easy.
The thing that's amazing to me is, even, you know, I don't care that he writes about this dish jockey, Bruce Kelly, but what he's writing about is the headline on the inside of the paper says, at XM Radio, the sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got news for you. XM Satellite Radio?
Yes.
You know what it is? It's a concept.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a concept that's not been executed yet.
Exactly.
The funniest thing I thought in the article is referring to all radio stations that are normal radio stations as terrestrial radio.
Yeah, of course.
Because their antennas are on the ground. Now, there's satellite radio, and that's the future, not terrestrial radio.
Yeah. And here's what Bruce Kelly has to say. It's very deep thoughts.
Sure.
The rules do not exist at XM, which is his new satellite radio.
Although he's going to be spinning records again.
Sure. The rules are, the Beatles made over 335 songs, but you're only supposed to play 35 of them. The rules are, listeners want to win pizza all the time. The rules are, you've got to have a station van. The rules are, don't offend anybody. But the only rule that counts in radio, Bruce Kelly says, is you've got to play to win.
Oh, God.
Terrestrial radio lives in fear of being wrong.
Yeah, because he's got that great batting average.
Yeah.
He's got that winning percentage of 0.00.
Yeah. Excuse me, you couldn't get a listener with terrestrial radio, which is, incidentally, hello, the radio everybody's listening to right now.
Right.
You know, the radio that's broadcast from towers that are anchored in the earth,
uh-huh,
and then send the sound through the airwaves, and people get them on the antennas in their cars.
But Frank Ahearns certainly opened up and ate a big mouthful of
it. I mean, I don't doubt that, you know, 5 years, 10 years from now,
someday,
there'll be some cars that are equipped with this satellite radio crap.
Yes, and if they want to expand it and make it something that's worthwhile, at that point, they will probably be putting successful programming on it.
And not
going to the scrap heap and picking up guys that have been fired that they can pay minimum wage to.
And that's why the type of radio that we do will always thrive.
Of course.
Because, listen, let's say you do have this satellite radio, and you can have a channel where you hear nothing but U2, where you can hear nothing but the Goo Goo Dolls, and you hear nothing but Bon Jovi, and it's all perfectly digitally mastered, and there's no disc jockeys. Well, you know, that's fine if you're one of those people who likes to listen to CDs in your car.
Yeah, but there's an important distinction here. What they're talking about already exists. You know it exists on the DirecTV satellite system when you've got that those music channels that you have, and that's exactly what it's going to be.
Right.
Guys like Bruce Kelly aren't going to be relevant because somebody who's going to sign up for that is going to sign up because they want to hear what music they want to hear. They're not going to sign up because they want to hear disc jockeys.
And if you want to hear a show like ours, you know, the only place you're going to hear it is the old-fashioned radio. Because I want to tell you, if there's anything I know about CBS, if you think they're slow to get our show on the Internet, you can bet your ass there's no way they're putting this show on satellite radio.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, they're going to keep this show on regular radios.
Sure.
With people with regular cars,
right,
who can listen to it every day while they drive home from work.
But this guy, Ahearns, is such a nerdnik, a techno nerdnik, that, you know, this excites him.
Right.
This gets him going.
He loves the thought that he'll be able to turn on a channel and get nothing but Soup Dragons music. Please. Eat me. And a whole big thing about Bruce Kelly, a guy who's been fired from every station he's worked at in his whole life.
Hello, this is Frank Ahearns. I'm wondering if there's a chance that I could get the Soft Cell channel.
Listen, we do have a couple of freaks online. Hello, Patty?
Yes.
Hi, Patty. Are you a freak?
Well, I'm not a freak. I can do freaky things.
What can you do?
Lovely.
What can you do for $1,000?
I don't know if this would compare to other things that other people can do, but I can turn my armpits inside out. I'm double jointed, and I can turn my shoulders so that my armpits.
Would you be able to do that topless?
I don't think so.
Yeah. How about in just a bra? How about in a bikini top?
Yeah, we have to spice it up a little bit.
How about a strapless T-shirt?
A strapless T-shirt?
Is that like a Brandy Chastain thing?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, being that that's really a freak act. Yeah,
that's. I'd like to see the armpits.
Turn your armpits really inside out.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful freak show.
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
Okay.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Lisa, we'll give you a time.
And for those of you that are saying, oh, those perverts, we have to try.
Yeah.
It's our job.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello.
Is this a freak?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your name?
Jeff.
What's your name?
Jeff. I'm in an office building right now. Let me call back, all right?
Jeff, you're where?
In an office building, and I think he doesn't want to be overheard. Yeah.
Well, why'd you call?
I deal with something. I'm going to tell you quick.
Tell us very quickly. What do you do?
I just have four nipples.
You what?
Four nipples.
You have four nipples?
You have four nipples?
Yep.
Come on down. Hold on.
You're in.
Please.
Hold on. Four-nippled boy.
You got to love that.
It happens.
You got to love the four-nippled
boy. And I love the fact that he didn't want to say it, you know, among his coworkers.
I have four nipples. That is grand.
Yeah, hey, two in a row. I'm looking forward to both.
That's a good start for Friday. We'll continue to take your calls throughout the show for the Freak Show Friday.
Right.
We're paying out $1,000 courtesy of Hotwire.com. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I was talking about other goals that maybe he has and things that you have to do in life to show other people in the world. You know, it just doesn't function around Arizona, this business. So if I said that and he didn't like it, that's Tusky. He comes in and tells me one thing and does another. Whether he likes what I say or don't say, don't go out and tell Mike Jarecki. Come in and tell me.
Yo, man. Yo. Open up, man.
Right.
No daft tricks allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
Tufsky Epsky. We got another freak on the line. Hold on a second for Friday's freak show.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hi, great. Who's this?
This is Christian.
Christian, you a freak?
Yeah.
How so?
I can blow smoke out of my right ear.
You can blow smoke out of your right ear?
Cool. Oh,
yep.
That's fantastic. You take a drag off a cigarette and blow it out your ear?
Yeah.
That's magic.
All right, you're in.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Thanks, Christian.
See you on Friday's Freak Show.
Good job.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes?
I was just answering back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if is that whole Close Encounters thing.
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
He's the one who can't handle a phone.
You're the guy who called up and I said Don and Mike Show and you went...
Was that your nimble fingers pressing on the keys accidentally, sir?
Yes, it was.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, what can we do for you now, idiot? What?
Oh, that's too bad, because I had a special call for him.
Oh, well, let's straight from the planet Uranus. All right, let's hear it. I'm afraid we won't be able to accept that one.
You won't accept the charges on that one?
I'm normally very liberal on your gas, but that just it just wasn't thick enough.
Okay, Mike.
I expect better.
I'll remember that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, what?
What's going on?
What?
Y'all are talking about us hillbillies or what?
Pardon me, sir?
Down here in Greenville.
Have you thought about the fact that you may not be qualified to call this program?
Greenville.
He doesn't understand. I don't think qualified. I don't think he understands the word.
I'm just saying, don't be picking on hillbillies.
Why?
Because I ain't marrying my sister.
Okay, gotcha, sir.
You stay out of there.
Stay out of there, right.
Yeah.
Stay out of there. You want to say, this is a show that the voices I like hearing on the show are primarily northern voices.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
I mean, it's fine for you southern folks to listen.
Hey, there are plenty of intelligent people down south. Look at Rudy Martsky.
It's fine for you southerners to listen, but I think generally...
That guy's a fag.
It'd be better if you didn't call.
You shouldn't call. You're not qualified.
Thank ye, though.
You want some moonshine?
Oh, I'd love some moonshine. I quit drinking.
Better watch or you get gut shot.
Did you see the...
Shoot you right in your big, fat gut.
Now, you better watch it there, pal.
Watch it.
Defending the honor of the South.
Defending the honor of the South.
Hey, I got news for you. You lost. You lost.
Yes, you did.
You lost. Face it.
And what, you've never heard that? The South shall rise again?
South shall rise again.
Okay, why do they say that? Why do they say the South shall rise again?
Oh, man.
Shall rise again.
Wow.
Oh, that is nasty. That's one. Hold on. Now, Mike, tell me if this one's any good.
Okay,
hold,
here we go.
Hold on a second, Hillbilly. Hold on.
I ain't hearing nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you, Hillbilly. I'm talking to my northern friend.
Fire in the hole. You don't expect me to give you a
northern ass.
How about if I just pulled down my pants and did a nice number two right now? Because I feel like it could.
I don't think Igar's paid for that.
Okay.
I think they pay for the flatulence.
Boy,
I
got better eat some grits.
All right, come on. Goodbye, you stupid inbred.
Hey, just because I married her.
Right. See you later.
He admits it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
American Holler on the phone.
Hello. Hey, good afternoon. I'm calling from Greenville.
Yes.
Not all of us down here are rednecks.
Okay, Jesus, don't I know it, but it sounds like it every time you guys go. Anytime Greenville or Atlanta or what's that?
Mobile.
Yeah, Mobile, Charleston, that whole area, New Orleans, Lafayette.
Hey, you know what, though? Greenville did give you guys Ken Stevens.
And Greenville's given us great ratings. We love Greenville.
We do.
We do love you guys down here.
I'd like to just say again, I think the show's more listenable if the voices being broadcast all have that northern tone to them. I like that. I think that generally it's a more listenable show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I love it when you paint with the broad strokes. I do indeed. You take us south of the Mason-Dixon line right there.
That's where the voices change.
No calls, man.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Now, I'll take your Boston calls.
Sure.
I'll take your Maine calls.
Sure.
I'll take those. I'll take your surfer dudes from
California.
From out in California.
Right.
Right.
Well, you're not, I should make it clear, you're not actually forbidding people from the South to call. You're just expressing a preference.
Yeah, my preference would be to have primarily northern voices on the show. You know, I'll take your flat Chicago, you know, I'll take that. I'll take the
Midwest. You'll take your West Coast girls, too.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes, I will. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Chris Winter, man. I love your guys' show. I'm a Marine here in Quantico.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys that I love you to death, but I'm from Mississippi. But I still love you guys.
Thanks for showing us the Quan.
Thank you.
My wife loves your show, too. We think it rocks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just got cut off. I'm the Greenville caller.
No, you didn't get cut off. I hung up on you. Mike, did you know...
Again?
...that the lovable Dr. Seuss...
Yes.
...drove his wife to commit suicide?
Oh, my God. Really?
Well, I've got it right here.
Was that before or after they watched the movie version of The Grinch?
Oh, much before.
All right.
Dr. Seuss, the beloved writer of delightful classics like How the Grinch Stole Christmas...
Dr. Alan Seuss.
...was a heartless wife stealer of the fag from Laugh-In.
Laugh-In. That's an oldie but goodie. That's for all the 40-somethings in the audience.
Didn't Alan Seuss do the sports on Laugh Out?
Yeah, yes, Alan Seuss made me laugh out loud. He was one of the original, like, very flamboyant, effeminate comics.
Let me see. The heartless wife stealer in real life who drove his first spouse to commit suicide.
Oh, what a tragedy.
Let me see. He was married to Dr. Seuss... was married to his first wife for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
She was a wife and mother who had never read... I take it back. I'm reading about the second wife. The second wife never read any of his books to her kids. When I met Dr. Seuss, I had no idea who he was. He'd already written the Grinch book, but I'd never heard of him or the Cat in the Hat.
Oh, my. Oh, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Why didn't his wife decide to philander?
Sometimes I think that's why he fell in love with me.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
For years, Dr. Seuss and his first wife, Helen, had been a great team.
Helen?
Mm-hmm. Working together on his legendary children's books. Helen married him in 1925. She couldn't have children, so she devoted her life to her husband's work. Ironically, while Dr. Seuss had incredible success as a children's author, he admitted he never liked children.
Oh, really?
And he always had a mistrust of adults.
Huh.
Helen was happy helping him write The Grinch and Horton Hatches the Egg. But as her husband's friendship with Audrey, that's the second wife, grew, so did her despair, heightened by a debilitating neurological condition.
Oh, man.
In 1967, Helen discovered Dr. Seuss's illicit affair. I love it when they refer to the guy.
Dr. Seuss.
Not even his name. No. The guy's name is...
Theodore Geisel.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss, but he wore the big hat.
Ted Geisel. But they keep calling him Dr. Seuss in
right.
this article.
Right.
After she discovered Dr. Seuss's illicit affair...
Maybe Helen was smelling down there.
She fixed herself a lethal cocktail of prescription painkillers.
Oh, no.
And she wrote this note. Dear Ted, what has happened to us? I love you. I love you so much.
I will take my life. I will take it with a knife. I will cause you lots of strife with my knife.
Then I will be your dead wife. Dead wife I am.
I didn't take a pill. I didn't leave it a will.
You and your new whore will dance all around while I am laying dead in the ground. Dead I am. Dead I am.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I love you so much. I am enmeshed in everything you do, and I cannot conceive of life without you. I think of the fun we had through the years. And just 2 months after she offed herself...
Oh, dear.
Dr. Seuss married his mistress, Audrey.
Oh, wow. He's a bad man. Bad man. That is bad.
He was 64. She was 46.
Oh, May, December.
They had a happy marriage until he died. And then the second wife is the wife that made Jim Carrey come to her house and audition for her to be the Grinch.
Oh, really?
Right, because she was concerned that the legend, the legacy would not live on correctly. And I think that's funny.
Yeah, because the woman protecting the legacy wasn't even familiar with the stories when she met the guy.
Right, she never read the books when she was a kid.
Oh,
I also think it's funny that Jim Carrey, the world's biggest friggin' movie star, $20 million a movie, has to go over to this old broad's house and has to audition for her.
I will not wink, I will not blink, but I will go out and look for some stink. Oh, man. My teeth, I will start to moan and gnash, but I will go out and get some gas.
I look at your eyes, they do not blink. Now I can tell you, man, your vagina stinks.
The world of Dr. Seuss's illicit affairs.
The day you died was one sad day, but now I tell the world, you are one bad lay.
I know most folks think my books are horny, but boy, am I always turbo horny.
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, God. I mean, Harry, I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with Gumata.
Good luck.
Gumata. Mata. Fada. Hello, Mata. Hello, Fada. Here she is, my new Gumata.
Gumata.
Wife is dead now. My name is dead now. I'm getting so much poontang because my wife is dead now.
Alan Sherman.
I know. I'm all over the place.
And he goes, we're ready.
Oh, but you know, it is just, for anybody, that you have a son and I have kids, for anybody that has read those books for years to their kids, and then you realize that he's such a dink. You can't escape the comedy of that. You know, Dr. Seuss, 2 months after his wife committed suicide, he takes up with his mistress. Do you like green eggs and ham?
And she kills herself because he's banging the other woman.
Unbelievable.
And she finds out about it.
Wow.
And she's the one, the dead one,
right.
Is the one that helped Dr. Seuss write all the books in the first place.
Absolutely.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, a hard habit to kick. Who would have known he was such a prick?
Hello. Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike?
Yes.
Hello, this is Suzanne, and I'm from Baltimore.
Yeah, Suzanne.
Not too far down from the Mason-Dixon line. I'm flying around the Beltway here. Hold on. And I just want to say you guys are awesome.
Well, thank you, honey.
I've been listening since the wave of days. I've never called in, and I just want to say you're freaking hysterical.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And no ragging on this call, just to say great job.
Thank you.
All right.
My dead wife was dirty. She was quite a slob. But my new wife, oh, can she polish my knob. You think when he had sex, he had one of those big cat in a hat hats?
I was saying that, you know, the big tall hat.
Big naked guy, all aroused.
Like, you know, his dog had a real skinny neck.
No, what he had was a big, like, yellow and purple condom with a propeller on it.
Whee!
All right, that was obviously from the tabloids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that last call wasn't very funny, but I did like the sentiments of that lovely Connie.
Hello. On his mic show. Hello.
Such a smell from such a beauty. God damn, that's one stink booty.
Okay.
All right. Here it goes.
Leave the driving to us, please.
Here it comes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yes, yes.
I was just wondering, how come it's always the guys with the southern accents that you bust on, but you never bust on the girls with the southern accents?
No, because the girls are southern belles, sir. They're Georgia peaches.
That's right.
But they're all hillbillies.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
No,
just guys. Just guys.
Okay, I let me rewrite that in my book here.
Very good. Thank you. Good, I'm glad you're taking notes.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
They're hill betties.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, they forgot one bitch, two bitch, you bitch, dead bitch.
Hey. Hold on, what was that again? Say that again.
One bitch, two bitch, you bitch, dead bitch.
Okay. Oh, man. Listen to me now and hear what I say. My dead wife was a big on K.
Oh!
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. Now I'm free to go out and look for patches of snatches.
My wife's dead. How about some head? Will you blow me by the sea?
Please, blow me now,
you great big sea.
Oh, my goodness. Evil Dr. Seuss.
Oh, God.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Hey, we wouldn't have said it if he hadn't forced his first wife to kill herself.
Yeah, we didn't know he was such a mean guy.
Son of a bitch.
It's tough.
And then you've got...
He was the Grinch.
You've got Rosie's Gay Love. We got to do a break. I mean, we had the great break there on Dr. Seuss killing his wife.
Absolutely.
Forcing her to kill herself. We come back, we'll read about Rosie O'Donnell being gay. Shocker!
Mm-hmm.
This shocking bulletin coming in the tabloids today.
A story that we all will dig when you read about the gay big pig.
He will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He came back. You know, when we were talking about the guy at the Post,
right.
And the fact that he wrote an article today in the Tuesday edition of the Washington Post about a disc jockey who was not even working except in something called XM Satellite Radio.
Right.
He starts the article by saying, that he had been, he lost his job at Jammin' Oldies as morning man in August. Mm-hmm. At least he had his gig, still had his gig as the Redskins on-field announcer. But in October, before a game against Baltimore, he announced, "Ravens fans suck." The Redskins forced him to apologize. 2 weeks earlier on the PA, he incurred a $20,000 fine from the NFL for violating league rules on sportsmanship and excessive noise. The Redskins kicked him off the field. Mm-hmm. Well, coincidentally, it's not followed up with the fact that he's been replaced as the Redskins on-field announcer by our own Robe Spiewak.
Exactly.
A job that we thought Rob should have had all along.
Right.
And I think we have Rob now. You weren't introduced by Phil. You had to introduce yourself on Sunday.
Yeah, that was...
This is Rob at the Eagles-Redskins game on Sunday.
It was an exciting game with all the rain coming down. The scripts were being changed even like right as I went out to the field.
Oh, really? So they kind of threw you a fast one, huh?
They didn't know if the band was going to be able to march on the field because the field was so wet, and it turns out the band couldn't go out on the field. And when I got the final copy of the script like 15 minutes before, it wasn't Phil introducing me, and I was very sad about it.
Oh, I know you like to have Phil introduce you.
But I did have the pleasure of meeting Phil that day, so it all sort of, it was a wash.
All right, here now is, you play a little bit of this, Rob Spiewak on the field before the Eagles-Redskins game Sunday, game announcer.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello. I'm Rob Spiewak from the mighty WJFK.
There you go.
And welcome to FedEx Field, home of the NFC Eastern Division champion, Washington Redskins.
There you go, Rob. Hey. You get some applause there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you,
this is the best audio that I've heard, too.
The audio came out really clean. I think that has something to be said also for Wendell, who taped it. But there's actually more applause than you're letting on the tape. And it's because it's whatever's feeding through is through my mic. There was a little bit of crowd response.
Yeah, it seems
exciting.
Like you get more response by introducing yourself.
Perhaps, I don't know.
Probably say, I am Rob A.
Hello!
Yeah, are you doing it this week for the Giants game?
They haven't told me yet. I should hear tomorrow or maybe even today.
Doing it, I double dog dare you to say, I am Rob A.
I am Rob A.
We shall see. I've got to get the call first, but then we can do that.
Okay. All right.
Please note that smoking is not permitted in the seating bowl or in the restroom. Smoking is only permitted in all open-air concourses on ramps throughout the stadium.
It's so funny. It's so funny you doing this.
I know. I feel funny doing it, but it's really cool.
Fans.
Safe while you watch your Redskins play and use a designated driver.
As I do.
All designated drivers receive a coupon for a free Coke.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Would you require a designated driver at the time of this announcement?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay.
I'm not immediately afterwards.
Yeah,
Very close to after that. It was almost a foot race with the devil to get to the bar. One and older are eligible to win a fun pack from Budweiser. Sign up at all guest services locations. Fans, the Redskins return the opening kickoff of either the first...
Back it up. I want to hear just that pause, little... Fans.
Now, you're waiting for somebody to tell you when to talk, right? They point at you?
Field producer gives me a cue.
Okay.
And I do have a lemon drop in my mouth, so that would explain the...
Do you really?
Yeah.
Is this to avoid the voice cracking?
Everything within my power to make sure that didn't happen again.
You're killing me.
All right.
Location. Fans. If the Redskins return the opening kickoff of either the first or the second half for a touchdown... One lucky fan will win a 2-year lease on the Cadillac of their choice as part of the Cadillac Redskins kickoff giveaway.
All right, let's go down to where you say, I feel good.
Okay, where's what?
206. Because the rest is him just like reading commercials and stuff.
Right.
There's no reason we need to hear free commercials. But I did hear Rob at the stadium introduce the Baja Men.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Saying who let the dogs out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you introduced the Eagles defense, didn't you only use their last names?
Yes, that's the new directive. I mean, again, still, fast and no enthusiasm. But now, no need to throw in the first name. Just the last name.
You just bring them out with just the last name.
It's pretty funny, though.
That is amazing.
We laughed our asses off. We hear, for the Eagles, Mamula.
That's it?
Yeah. Simmons.
Oh, my God. So what they're doing, obviously, is they're within the letter of the law.
Mm-hmm. Apparently so.
Doing the bare minimum.
I don't know. I just thought it was a riot.
All right, here's Rob. Is this before you lead the band into I Feel Good?
Well, it's not the band. It's just a recording.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right.
And remember, for all your sporting goods, you gotta go to Moe's. Redskins fans, do you feel good?
Wow! I feel good.
Ha 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 ha! Fans, 90% a special performance by the Washington Redskins Marching Band Percussion Section.
It's so funny, because he's in the middle of the field. He's in the middle of the field. And if you look up on the Jumbotron, you just see Rob's gigantic head.
I got to come out and see this. I swear to God.
The Washington Redskins Marching Band Percussion Section. There they are.
They marched off into the crowd. It was pretty cool.
Oh, really?
And yeah. Now, please welcome the exciting and talented First Ladies of Football, the Washington Redskins cheerleaders.
And I do want to make a comment about this.
Yes.
That they have turned this into a sex show, and I am all for it.
They're hot.
The cheerleaders are definitely improved.
A couple of years ago, we got that Redskins cheerleader calendar. We read it on the air. Right. We noticed how all the women had hit the wall.
Right, exactly.
They got nothing but hotties.
Yeah.
And I mean, all they got to do at the stadium now on Sunday is install those big poles like they have in strip clubs.
There you go.
For the girls to swing around.
Fantastic.
Because, I mean, it's great. It's like simulated sex.
Wonderful.
In between plays.
And they come very close to you when they're walking out on the field, Rob?
No, I actually got my good chance to look at them when I was on the sideline watching some of the first quarter.
Maybe
4 or 5 feet away from them in their vinyl pit.
Do they let you stay on the field when you're out there?
I stayed there for a little while, yeah. That was incredible. That's fireworks.
Hey, now. How about those cheerleaders, huh?
Fans.
Hey, now.
We want you to kick back and enjoy the premiere of a special video starring the Baja Men. It is time to introduce today's opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles, coached by Andy Reid.
All right, now listen, this is the best part.
Is this last names only?
Yeah. This is where they have Rob introduce the Eagles first, the visiting team,
right.
The defense, and as they run out, they get no fireworks. They get no explosions. They don't run out through the big blown-up helmet. And
right.
It just announces them by last name.
Oh, that is hysterical.
And you tone down your excitement
absolutely.
Level.
Absolutely. They say enthusiasm as low as can be. Just get through it as fast as you can.
I love this. I love it. You're
and
perfect.
It's a lot of fun to do this.
You're perfect for this, Rob. You really are. The Redskins should hire you to a lifetime contract.
And the starting defense for the Eagles. At defensive end, number 98, Whiting. At defensive tackle, number 90, Simon. At defensive tackle, number 78, Thomas. At defensive end, number 53, Douglas. At linebacker, number 52, Gardner. At middle linebacker, number 54, Trotter. At linebacker, number 51, Emmons.
That's great.
At cornerback, number 23, Vincent. At cornerback, number 21, Taylor. At strong safety, number 43, Moore. And at free safety, number 20, Dawkins.
That's the first time, right?
Now,
here we go.
Coached by North Turner, the NFC Eastern Division champions, your Washington Redskins.
The Lodgman's is working.
Yeah, it is.
You introduced the Redskins defense again this week, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Did you get to say prime time?
I did that. All the stuff that I should have done last time actually went off without a hitch this time.
Oh, good. Okay, here we go.
You're grand,
Rob. Tackle number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Hey, you got through that one.
That's the one your voice broke last week.
That was a very exciting mountain to climb right there. Once I got past that, I felt like, hey, I think I can do this.
At left end, number 99, Marco Coleman.
You ever thought about doing that one like a Marco Polo?
Marco Coleman.
I had no idea what I was doing. Because
hey, that's a good idea. Maybe that way. Marco Coleman.
Once again, at this point, I really can't hear anything that's going
right.
on. It's really, really crazy. So I had to hope that it was going all right.
And linebacker number 59, Sean Barber.
That's a good one. You like that one.
I love that one.
Now, what was that?
I don't know.
That was a little interesting tone.
LeVar Arrington.
Nah. Once again, you know, I'm hearing it for the first time myself, so
okay.
I don't know.
All right. But you never heard of these players?
No. I've heard of the players, but you can't hear yourself when you're
normally
out on the
you
field.
Just go with a LeVar Arrington.
Well, yeah.
LeVar, can I hear that one again?
Would you like to?
Because it was an interesting. LeVar Arrington?
It was Arrington. It was very. A hard N.
It's interesting.
Arrington.
Linebacker number 50, Derek M. Smith. And linebacker number 56, LeVar Arrington.
Stayed up at the end, kind of a B flat.
It's different, though. It's unique.
Ton.
LeVar Arrington.
Style.
All right, now we're going to the secondary. We get to introduce Deion Sanders. Okay. I know, I forgot, because they always introduce Darryl Green even though he doesn't start.
Exactly. Okay.
At cornerback, number 21, Brandon Deion Sanders. And at cornerback, number 28, Darryl Green.
All right, it came out a little bit on
you. Yeah, but I did. I gave it my last pitch.
Yeah, much
that was
better
the last
than last
thing
week,
I had to
though.
Say.
Oh, yeah. Well, Robbie, excellent job.
Thank you.
Very good, Rob.
And thanks to the Redskins for having me
out. Good move with the lozenge.
Yeah,
very good.
Absolutely. I'm all over that.
Excellent job.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
They should have him on every week doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
They really should have him on every week.
Would that be Larry Michael?
How about this lame-ass analysis?
Lame-ass. Sure is. Sure is. And, Rob, we're proud of you.
Thank you.
Good man.
Good job, Rob.
Yeah. All right. Now, listen. Rosie O'Donnell's gay love.
Yes.
I myself was shocked. I thought she loved Tom Cruise.
Hi, Rosie.
I watch her TV show.
Well, you can't possibly believe that she's gay just because you read something in a tabloid.
Well, Mike, she's at a WLBA game.
Well, I just think that maybe she was there because she's a big sports fan who loves men.
Well, I thought she loved Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
that's all she ever talks about.
Sure.
Tom Cruise.
And she got all excited when he came on her show.
And Donny Osmond.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what it says.
That picture is funny. That picture of her at the game.
You know, wouldn't you think if you're going to...
She look like she's checking somebody out at that game, too.
She looks like she's taking a BM.
Oh, look at that. Look at the buns on Haw.
I love Haw. You know, and this is in the brand new Star tabloid. You would think if you're going to go out in public, you're going to go to a WLBA game. Mm-hmm. You know, Rosie, listen, you're not pretty, but put some makeup on, honey.
Yeah, you're in public.
You know, do something. No. Jesus. And, you know, and her girlfriend... I guess she's cute.
Let me see. She looks a little like Linda McCartney, the late Linda mm-hmm. McCartney.
She doesn't have much makeup on.
No.
Oh, you know about McCartney?
And she looks like a little bit like Ellen DeGeneres,
yes,
too.
She does.
There's something funny about Paul McCartney. I love the way they write these tabloids.
The sensitivity of the tabloids.
Mm-hmm. They got on the same page as the story about Harrison Ford going crazy. Mm. It's a story about Paul McCartney and about how his dad thought that the song should be... She loves you, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Not she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And then they go, it's just a puff piece. And you go halfway down the story and it says, McCartney, who is dating one-legged model, Heather Mills.
One-legged model. That is so tabloid, you know?
I love that.
One-legged, yeah. Like she's a pirate.
I love that. Oh, they got these pictures of Harrison Ford on the same page. Harrison Ford, party animal.
He'd be the last actor in Hollywood that I would expect to go off the deep end.
You know, mm-hmm. I think it was like maybe just a month ago. When did the, longer than that, but recently, when did the movie come out when he killed a girl and...
Oh, I know what you're talking
and
about.
And the bathtub.
With Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, what was that
what
movie?
What Lies Beneath.
What Lies Beneath, great movie.
When did that movie come out?
Like 2-3 months ago.
Okay.
Summertime.
Around that time, he was on the cover of People magazine.
Right.
And the article was, Harrison Ford is a hero. He had flown his plane to save somebody.
Yeah, and he's always had the reputation of being kind of a down-to-earth, really nice guy. Mm-hmm. Maybe the pressure just got to him and he snapped.
And they had him, like, in his log cabin house where he lived with his wife. His wife was not overtly attractive.
Right.
But now, look at it. I mean, it's not like they got one photo and they're taking it out of context.
The headline says, party animal.
They got him here with a mixed drink and a giant cigar in his mouth. They've got him here with a chick Dan
still has a drink, right?
Yes, got the drink. They got him here with one, two, three, three girls
right.
in the back seat of a car.
Of course, Harrison Ford.
That one in the car is the most incriminating.
They got him here with another girl.
Right.
Then they've got him going into a Miami nightclub where he's putting his hands over his face.
Oh, God.
Then they got him going into Hogs and Heifers in Manhattan.
Oh.
You know, and that's the place to go if you want to keep it low-key. Go to Hogs and Heifers.
Nobody goes
there.
Hey, do I know my places, though? That's the place I said. That's the place I said we all should go to next time we're in New York.
I told you I'm not doing that. I'll go there right after I go to the Today Show with you.
You know me. I like the tourist joints.
Sure,
I really do.
All right. On a sultry summer afternoon, Harrison Ford planned a routine landing of his private plane at an airport near his home, but instead he narrowly escaped serious injury when the plane he was piloting suddenly veered off the runway. The action hero touched down at the airport in Lincoln, Nebraska. Blah, 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 but incredibly, he was not hurt. He quickly put the June 18 crash landing behind him. As the evening descended, he made a beeline for the night before a strip club in downtown Lincoln.
My man, Harrison Ford, I wouldn't have thunk it about him.
Oh. Where locals say he stopped before during his cross-country flight.
Really?
Just a man.
Curvy,
flesh and bone.
Mm-hmm.
Curvy blonde Sarah Bilava. And here they have her picture.
Right.
Says Harrison Ford sat down with a beer at the dimly lit table and locked his piercing eyes onto hers as she danced topless on stage.
Oh, no.
He didn't take my eyes off me.
You mean he didn't take his eyes off me?
He didn't take his eyes off me.
Okay.
Said the 19-year-old beauty.
Oh, dear. What is Harrison Ford, like 50-something?
He's 60-something.
Oh, right.
Who dances to pay her way through college.
And oh, you know, that's the worst kind of story right there.
Every time I glanced over his way, he was watching me. After she finished her dance, the sexy co-ed says she slipped on a clinging, low-cut blue dress, and the manager told her that Harrison Ford had requested that she join him at his table.
Well, she's not going to put on, like, a camouflage outfit.
He said nice things about my looks, she says. I told him I was studying massage therapy at college. What a whore. And he said he'd like me to massage him.
Oh, no.
He smiled that big smile and was flirting with me. He's very attractive. But when, oh, here's his age. When the 58-year-old hunk
58.
Told her of his kinky sex fantasy, she couldn't wait to make her exit. Now, listen to this.
Oh, really? So he,
Harrison Ford started telling me how he had a fantasy of three-in-a-bed sex. I didn't want to go there.
Hmm.
I think I got something for you. But okay. I've disappointed you so many times today.
I have confidence this time. This will be the winner. Third time's a charm. That's sponsorable.
There you go.
I don't want a mercy sponsorship.
No. I mean, the last two were not. That is. Go ahead.
Thank you. www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Now, meanwhile, back to Harrison Ford's three-way.
Yeah.
Right.
This is amazing.
I treated it as a joke and slipped away, saying I had to get ready for my next dance. 6 months later, Harrison Ford's marriage collapsed to Melissa Matheson. Did you know she wrote the movie E.T.?
No, I didn't.
Really? His wife?
Yeah. You know, I'm amazed. A guy like Harrison Ford, it's unusual that he has to go this route to get his jollies. You know what I mean? I mean,
really,
it's weird.
According to his wife, that's what she had to say.
She put a big lunger on his pancake.
It says, boozing and flirting was too much for the 51-year-old wife to bear. Harrison has a history of partying and flirting, but now he's out of control. His wife is sick and tired of hearing the stories about him with other women during his cross-country trips. He flies his plane so he can go anywhere he wants.
Oh, well, there you
and
go.
And go to strip clubs across America.
But he's Harrison Ford, so he really can't go anywhere he wants.
Let me see. Topless bar manager Pat Semler says June was not the only time that Ford's been in his strip club.
He flies his plane down and back of the strip
Harrison
club.
Loves his booze and his women. He loves Bass Ale and chugs straight bourbon.
Oh.
Most of all, he adores 18-year-old McCollins single malt scotch at $100 a bottle.
Can't blame him for that, huh, Rob?
18-year-old scotch and 19-year-old women.
when he made the movie Random Hearts, he had Swinging Night After Night on South Beach. He was spotted cuddling up with Cameron Diaz in Miami.
Now, if you're going to be a movie star, stay out of the strip joints and you go for the starlets.
When he was at Hogs and Heifers, he was at the bar with a sexy blonde. He began dancing up a storm with her. They were dancing constantly, and he was so drunk, she had to help him stand up.
Oh, no.
After he slipped and fell down on the floor, he rolled around.
Oh, dear.
And then left in his limo. And it's that kind of behavior that's left his marriage hanging by a thread.
Out of control party animal.
Right. Temple of Poon. Not the Temple of Doom, it's the Temple of Poon.
Harrison Ford.
You know, who would have thought it? But they got the freaking pictures.
With the three girls in the back of the car.
That's the one that kills
That's him. The one right there where he's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
58.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, man.
Jesus. Hey, what happened to the girl who said that she was with him at a club? Girl on line two, is she gone?
No, that's too bad. We had an eyewitness.
We just had a girl on the phone who said that Harrison Ford tried to pick her up at Sequoia.
He has been in D.C. You know, she shot a lot of movies in this city.
He was all drunk at Sequoia and tried to pick her up. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike?
Yes.
Got a Harrison Ford story for you. I didn't believe this because I'm calling from Wichita, and apparently Harrison Ford was in Wichita buying a new plane, and some friends of mine said that they actually saw him at Michelle's Beach House, a strip club here in Wichita.
Oh, man.
What a horn dog.
I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it until you're talking about that he's got this strip club obsession now.
So, and he's flying his own plane, right, Buzz?
Right, yes, he is.
And that's where Lear is, right?
If you're going to buy a small new plane for yourself, you go to Seattle or Wichita.
Yep, and he was here.
All right, thank you, my friend.
He went to a strip joint, gets all liquored up, and then hops on his plane. You know, nobody's talking about that. You know, he's like, drinks till 4 in the morning, gets on his plane at 5 o'clock.
And Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Wasn't Patrick Swayze busted for flying when he was drunk?
That's right.
He found like 24 beer cans in his plane.
You got a bunch of drunk actors filling the skies.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Uncle Donnie.
Yeah.
You need some penthouse forums.
Oh, I'd be glad to. I can't do it here. I mean, what? Does that turn you on?
I am an actor, a very successful actor.
Oh, he's gone.
I've been in all of the Indiana Jones movies. One day I was standing next to my private plane. Incidentally, I'm 15 inches.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I believe that Kate Capshaw wrote E.T. and not Harrison Ford's wife.
Well, hold on a second. I read you right here. It says,
what is that in the background? What is that, like a metronome or something?
I'm a UPS driver. I'm driving in my truck.
Is it raining?
Ford's marriage to E.T. screenplay writer Melissa Matheson has collapsed. That's what it
sorry,
says.
Sorry, sir, you are correct.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
See you later. All right, hello, Don and Mike.
She must have been delivering a grandfather clock.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Why are they going off on Harrison Ford? I mean, the guy is 58 years old. He's like one of the best actors in the business, next to Tom Hanks.
We're not really going off on him. We're just kind of like reading this story, and it's amusing because it's Harrison Ford, and he has that kind of like all-American hero image.
It goes against his image. And I mean, and really, you have to see the pictures in the tabloids. Normally, they have these stories, and they don't
We're not laying any judgment on the guy.
And they don't have pictures to back it up, but you got to see the picture. He looks bombed.
It's
and
funny.
He's in a car with three chicks.
It is funny. It really is funny.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, if you're Harrison Ford, wouldn't you be doing the same thing?
No. I'm Harrison Ford. I'm not going to strip joints. I'm, you know, you're going off. If your marriage isn't working, you're finding the Hollywood starlets
or
trying to keep it discreet.
Or, Jesus, if you're Harrison Ford, you know, you're by yourself. The finest hookers money can buy.
And you low-key it. You know, going out in public.
You don't go to a strip bar in Lincoln, Nebraska and try to pick up a 19-year-old girl.
You know, that's one of the trade-offs, you know, when you're a big, famous movie star.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm in Wichita, Kansas, and my girlfriend's sister eats at this restaurant in downtown Wichita.
Here we go.
Please, did Harrison Ford try to eat her?
No. No. But apparently he ate there like 2 days in a row. So I wonder if that was the same time as when he went to the beach house.
Well, it's not an indictment if he ate at the same restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a good story. You got to call and say, you know, Harrison Ford was in the restaurant and puked on the table. That's the story.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hi.
Predator guy, man.
Oh, Predator guy.
Yeah, got something for you. You ready?
Okay, make it fast, please. We're really on a roll right now, this Harrison Ford thing.
Okay. If you shoot this plane down, all you're going to do is cause a disturbance. That's all. You won't shoot nothing down. What are you talking about? Is he just asking us to do what I think he is? Or you just got an order from your commander-in-chief? Do it. What's that?
Independence Day.
Wrong.
Damn. You got it, bud?
Air Force One.
There you go.
That's it.
Good, Mike.
Very good.
Wait, I got one more for you.
No time today. Thank you, Predator Guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas. How you doing? Here's Sacramento. You know, I think we should be picking on this guy, Robert Downey Jr., sniffing and mething and all of this. I mean, what an idiot. I mean, how stupid can you be? Not once, but twice. You know, I mean, he's an idiot.
And a Wonder Woman outfit.
Yeah, don't forget the wigs, too.
Yes.
Oh, we did that earlier in the show.
Yes, we've covered that. Thank you. Please try to listen to the whole show. We're here. You should be here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, F the Predator guy.
Okay. Is that the only reason you called? And like the Wendy's gone.
All right, thank you. Listen, we got to clear the lines out. We still haven't gotten to Rosie being gay. Shocking, that is.
I cannot believe that.
Shocking development.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
That is shocking. And also, we got a brand-new match game want to lay on you. But now, call 100, and here we go. Please, only a mom or dad call for this, okay?
Yeah.
For the 100th caller right now, a mom or dad only, we're giving away the Razor Extreme scooter from the Sharper Image.
Very exciting.
And it's not one of those piece of junk knockoffs that you see at the Walmart or on QVC.
No.
This is the real Razor Extreme scooter.
Ooh.
From the Sharper Image.
A cool one.
Your choice of colors for grips and wheels, custom shoulder bags and wheels that light up when you ride.
Which I have to have, because I do most of my riding at night.
100th caller at 877-365-3636 right now. Moms and dads only, please.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational, except in one state. There's one state that bans...
Okay.
I have no idea what he's saying. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
Better than a nice dab in the ass. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're going to move here, fly through this break. We got a brand new match game on for you.
All right.
My friend Shotgun Bang got you. Shotgun Mark Rivers just called. We're going to schedule him tomorrow.
Good.
I want to talk about all the girls that disc jockeys used to have sex with in the W Rock F truck.
A decadent lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. A good guy. And guy who's got like a million disc jockey stories. Guy who was fired more times than me.
Wow.
Really? Yeah.
Damn, something.
Good friend of mine, though, is coming up the radio ladder. Real good friend. I was thinking about him last night. One of those guys that, you know, back when you first got into radio, when you're really passionate about it.
Right.
Unlike now. Well, I mean, I still love it.
Right.
Still,
of course.
It's still the greatest way to make a living in the world, but I mean, it nothing compares to when you first get into it.
Right. How often have I said, though, I wish still that you shared my passion?
And, you know, like when I get done with my shift at 10 o'clock at night and I go to Denny's with these other disc jockeys,
uh-huh.
And we would seriously sit there all night, mm-hmm. and talk about how we were going to be big stars on the radio.
There you go. Yeah. That's good. I like that.
He's one of the guys I used to do that with. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there. Who's this?
Pamela.
Pamela, are you a mom?
Yes, I am.
Really? What is your youngin's name?
Chaz.
What's the name?
Chaz. C-H-A-Z-Z.
Chaz, like Chaz Palminteri.
Yes, exactly.
Chaz, really.
Chaz!
Is Chaz a boy? Is Chaz a boy?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Well.
Chaz!
Well, listen, please tell Chaz. We're giving him something here. We're trying to give him a scooter with masculine colors, though.
Right. Cool, that's fine.
Okay, Chaz. God, that kid's in for a lifetime of razzing.
He has a ponytail, too.
Oh, my God.
Of course he does. Your son's Chaz has just won the Razor Extreme scooter from the Sharper Image. While other stores may have Razor scooters in stock, only the Sharper Image has the Razor Extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody shop online at sharperimage.com or call them at 800-344-4444 for a location near you. We want to thank Sharper Image, our exclusive home of the Razor scooters that we'll be giving away throughout Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to Chaz.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mom.
I love your show.
Mom and Dad, how did you know it's a Razor scooter? It's just what I wanted.
Merry Christmas, Chaz.
I can listen to my Backstreet Boys and shoot all over the house. Mommy, why didn't you name me Billy or Johnny or something like that?
Or Sam.
Sam. But you named me Chav.
Why Chaz?
Chaz is two of these. How old is Chaz?
Actually, he's only 20 months.
But that's why you're laughing.
Honey, what are you going to do with this scooter then?
We'll save it for him.
Oh, yeah, somebody, Daddy. Does Daddy want the scooter?
Daddy may like the scooter, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What 20-month-old has a ponytail? Hey, have you ever seen? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a ponytail.
Oh, does he have one of those little 20-month-old ponytails?
Yeah, it's little.
A tiny little squiggly in the back. You'll know right.
It's really amazing. They do like a background check if you want to adopt a dog at the pound. Anyone can have a kid.
That's right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you hate her, Rob?
No, I think she's going to have a great Christmas with Chaz.
I am. Thank you.
Lifetime of happiness to you and yours.
Minister of hate.
Jesus Christ. And keep in mind, you know, his wife's going to give birth to the demon Spiewak baby very shortly.
Absolutely.
You know,
and will that child learn
about
it?
Carrie's legs are going to go up and it's going to go, "Hello, Daddy. Heil Hitler. Me love you, Daddy."
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Mommy, why is Daddy wearing a white sheet over his head? Mommy, why has Daddy wrapped me in a Confederate flag?
Oh, do you want me long now, Rob?
No. The due date is the 15th.
That's going to be a good time for you to change your ways, Rob.
I believe so.
That is the due date for baby Adolf?
December 15th. So ideally, we will be able to have it on the last day before vacation.
Oh, well, good luck. We all want to meet young Dieter.
Hey, now, he'll be fine. Or she. We don't know
she,
yet.
No, it's going to be a he.
It's
going to
be Ava.
It's going to be a... It would be Ava.
It's a girl. Oh, my God.
But you'd really like it. The house, we've got the bunker. The nursery is all ready. And it's really nice.
Oh, God.
All right, here's the story. We got to go fly through this. Why am I telling you this? You already know this. Rosie O'Donnell is gay.
Hi, Rosie.
Rosie O'Donnell is in a trial marriage with her longtime girlfriend. But the talk show host, same-sex romance is still under wraps.
Big wraps.
The star could reveal that Rosie has cemented her relationship with petite, sexy blonde Kelly Carpenter. They've packed up Rosie's four children and moved into a pricey new home where they can all be one big happy family.
Well, I'm so glad she's found happiness.
When two women are married, it's just like a married couple. It's no secret among their friends, their lovers, and now they've moved into the house together. Rosie has spent her career with her lesbian lifestyle hidden from the public.
That is a challenge for that woman. I'll tell you that love interest of Rosie. Mm-hmm. Be a challenge for a man and be a challenge for a woman.
Amen. What a hypocrite Rosie has been, fawning over male celebs like Tom Cruise, pretending to have the hots for him, while all the while she prefers women. Well, listen, please, except for the stupid blue hair housefrows who actually watch that show and believe it, doesn't everybody know she's lying when she says she loves Tom Cruise? I mean, and she might like Tom Cruise as an actor.
Oh, sure.
And she might think he's cute, but you know she doesn't want him to bone her.
But, you know, sometimes I wonder, maybe she does go both ways.
Huh.
And maybe there's more availability for her in the, you know, in the women.
No, I don't think so.
You think she's 100% lesbian?
I believe it.
We've spoken to a lot of lesbians on this. We've done a lot of letter writing. We've spoken to a lot of lesbians on this show, and a lot of them have said that they are bi.
Well, listen, yes, a lot of lesbians are bi.
Do you think that if Tom Cruise presented to Rosie, fully engorged, that she would
turn him down? Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Well, she and her girlfriend were spotted in public at Barbara Streisand's Madison Square Garden concert. Come on, they're fags.
Hello, gorgeous.
On September 28th, they were there together. Oh, listen to this, though. They were there together, but since they didn't want people to know that they were there together, they didn't sit right next to each other.
How embarrassing that is for the lover, you know.
No, and also for people in the life that read that are going to get mad.
They do. They rarely wear rings that they bought at Cartier.
You know, the why doesn't she just come out and, well, because she'd probably be worried about her image.
That's right. All the ladies who watch me in Wichita won't accept the fact that I feast on the yeast.
I mean, it was good enough for Ellen. Make it good enough for Rosie.
Sure.
Come out, wherever you are.
Hi, Rosie.
And I would like to announce, hello, John. John, how was your weekend?
Rosie, I went to a great Broadway show this weekend.
I'd love to talk about it, John, but I've got to tell you something. I'm coming out of the closet. I'm gay.
Get out!
You're gay, Rosie?
That's right. I'm going to shoot you a little Nerf thing. That's news to me and all the McDLTs.
Well, I'm so happy to finally be out of the closet. Let's see.
Let me see. Rosie previously had a live-in relationship with a pretty actress, Michelle Blakely. They split after 2 years. There was a reconciliation attempt, but that
probably after one of Rosie's tantrums.
This is not a repeat of the Haish the Genitals love match. These two are focused and will be together for a long time.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the picture that they have of them.
Feel sorry for the lover. I really do. Yeah. She ought to come out and make it public.
Well, it says Rosie bought her a $6 million freaking townhouse in Manhattan.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah, so.
Oh, that's nice.
For $6 million, you shut up.
Mm-hmm.
The picture says Rosie's secret gay life. And the picture that they have of her, I mean, it's almost worse than if they had picked, like, the picture inside when she's at the WLBA game.
Yeah, they put her in this Donna Reed pose, you know, where she's got all the jewelry on.
Dolled up. She's such a pig. And it's like they've got her all fixed up. And it just doesn't work, does it?
Not at all. No. Not at all. The hairdo, the jewels.
All right. Last thing here before match game.
Yay.
A guy, you know, we've gotten like a million Dr. Seuss parodies now.
Right.
Since we've been talking about. Here's one received from a guy in Amana, Iowa. And then Seuss, with his eyes fixed square on the note, stood puzzling. How could it be so? It came without leaving her. It came without force. It came without lawyers and messy divorce. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then Dr. Seuss thought of something he hadn't before. My wife, he thought, ain't living no more. Yes, this means yes. I can marry my whore. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that Dr. Seuss's scrotum grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute he realized he hadn't a wife, he ran back to Whoreville and made the mistress his wife.
There you go.
All right, we got like a million of those today, but that was
all right.
That was one of the better ones.
Very good.
All right, we got to clear the line. And then we get people. Hello, are you talking about Rosie being gay? Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Go ahead. Let me just say we're going to take calls for Match Game, and Rob, we need 4 contestants.
Yeah.
2 guys and 2 girls right now at 877-365-3636. We'll take the first 2 guys and the first 2 girls to play Match Game. And I guess we'll come back to this Rosie thing tomorrow. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say you guys were asking about how Rosie could like Tom Cruise if she's gay, but don't you think Richard Simmons is just a little bit on the swishy side? And he's in love with Barbara Streisand.
Yes, honey, all most gays like Barbara Streisand.
That is a flawed argument.
Thank you.
Please.
I don't know. What was she trying to say?
Well, she's saying Tom Cruise is it's a different scenario than gay men loving Barbara. It would be if you had said that, you know, Richard Simmons loves Cameron Diaz, that would be an argument.
Right.
But Barbara Streisand doesn't count.
Listen, honey, let me just say this to you.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
Bring it on.
Thank you. All right, goodbye. Well, I just said it.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
There it is. Clear the lines. We'll take the first 2 guys.
She had a listening problem.
And the first 2 girls. She needs a hearing aid, Mike. That's what she needs. A Rob Spiewak hearing aid.
Rob.
Look.
My daddy gave me an armband.
Oh, no.
Baby's first armband.
Oh, God. Oh, man. And you know what's great is even once the baby grew hair, you know, you'd never let the baby grow hair. The baby would be a skinhead forever.
I won't know what the color of the hair is.
That's right.
Blonde.
Blonde. Arian.
Anybody out there, if you're wondering about the gift for the kid, just let me say, I've already picked up my copy of Mein Kampf, okay?
There you go.
Okay. All right,
you
go.
You got dibs on it.
Think of something else for Rob's baby.
All right, I get him the Rebel bumper sticker with the boots.
Guys, girls, now, Match Game 2000, final edition of the year coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
2000 show gone crazy.
They love the smell of their own fight. Don and Mike.
We do. Listen, Friday on the show, big freak show. Last freak show of the year Friday. Oh, man, lots of freaks. Giving away $1,000 from Hotwire.com. Hotwire, the brand-new online travel company, makes it simple for you to get a great deal on travel. Hotwire, a great trip. Starts with a great deal. We'll take your calls again tomorrow for the freak show. But now we're going to play Match Game.
Yeah.
And joining us as our super celebrity from the sales staff.
Stop at you.
Is the wonderful Stacy.
Hey.
The big, bouncy, beautiful, breasty Stacy.
That will be me. Guilty as charged.
Stacy, one of our favorite salespeople.
Yeah.
We don't say that about a lot of salespeople.
Yeah.
It's true.
Always love her. Can't wait till the Christmas party.
All right. I can't wait either.
We always have our special moment at the Christmas party.
Your special dance.
Yeah.
Where you get as close as you possibly can to Stacy, which is usually about 8 inches away.
Yeah. Here now is Dude Walker to give us the open for today's Match Game.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2000 with the stars Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Michael Mara.
Hey, I love you all.
Michael J. Elston.
Hello.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Hi, Rob.
How are we today?
Rob.
Hey, Robbie, you know, I don't know where the fake canned applause was.
Oh, hold on.
Rob has to fetch that before he hosts.
And I'll introduce her now. Well, go ahead. Introduce Stacy as our special guest celeb, Rob.
Stars, everyone say hi. Well, first of all, I want to say hi to the rest of the stars. Don?
Yeah.
You know, we all love you as Looper. He knows Lover on CBS's King of Queens. Everyone say hi to Don Geronimo.
Hi, stars.
Have you been, Don?
Hi, stars. I've been great, Robbie.
And I know we all know this guy because he's still managing New York City's Hogs and Heifers.
Yeah.
Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
Great to be here. Don, how are you?
You're looking well. This actually this guy's first stop after being frozen in a block of ice for 96 hours. It's Mike Elston.
Hey, how you doing, Buzz?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
And I know you're all going to be pleased to say hi to our special guest. They call her the queen of the paintball field. It's Stacy Bridges.
Hey.
Stacy, welcome.
Hey.
Hi there, Stacy. How you doing today?
What's up?
Are we all ready to play the holiday edition of Match Game 2000?
Oh, yeah, we are, Rob.
So I think we need two contestants.
Okay, then we'll go with Todd.
Todd
and Heather in round number one. Hello, Todd.
Hi, stars. How is everybody?
Hi, Todd.
Todd.
And Heather. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing great.
Hello there.
Rob, go ahead. Walk us through this.
All right. Well,
you know, the game is very complicated when Rob's the host.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very complicated.
You got to get all the details.
All right. Well, Rob. Heather and Todd will face off, and the winner will play the winner of round two and round three, and then the winner of round three will go to Supermatch.
Okay.
But we'll
that
cross,
easy.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Heather?
Or that bridges when we come to it.
That's my bridge, baby.
Heather, we like girls better than boys, so I need you to go first. Choose A or B.
A, please.
Hey! And here is your clue right now.
Right now.
We are all excited about paintball this weekend, but you better watch out for WJFK sales lady Libby Hughley.
Oh, my.
Her pellets are filled with blank.
I'm in.
Did you hear Libby on the show today, Heather?
No, I didn't, actually.
Oh, you should have. But we're all very excited about paintball this weekend, but you better watch out for WJFK sales lady Libby Hughley. Her paint pellets are filled with blank.
Are you in, Stacy?
I'm in.
I'm in. We're just waiting on father time. All right.
All right, Heather, we're all excited about paintball, but watch out for Libby Hughley. Her pellets are filled with blank. What'd you say?
Poop.
Her pellets are filled with poop.
Wow, poop pellets.
Don, do you have Libby's poop?
No, Rob. It's close, though. I said Libby's pellets would be filled with her pus.
Oh, not a match.
Oh, dear.
Not a match.
Her pus.
That's disgusting.
What do you have there,
I
Mike?
Said her pellets, Rob, are filled with cheese.
Oh, not a match.
Those dangerous cheese pellets.
How about you, Stacey?
I said her pellets were filled with milk, since she has jugs, too.
That's milk tasty jugs. Milk. Well, yeah. No matches yet. How about you, Buzz?
Perhaps I've said too much. I said love juice.
Oh, my God.
Not a match, though.
Love juice.
Jeez.
Wow.
Buzz trying to be dirty.
Yes. Mom, me.
Hey, now.
Oh, there you.
I might need a refill on those pellets. Todd, your chance to charge ahead.
All right.
With thoughts of love juice dancing in your mind, here is your clue. Say, have you seen the new movie starring WJFK sales manager Steve Goldstein?
No, I haven't, Rob.
It's called How the Grinch Stole Blank.
All right.
Todd, you ever hear Steve on the show?
Yes, I have.
All right, well, if you have, then you may have seen the new movie starring WJFK general manager Steve Goldstein.
I'm in.
It's called How the Grinch Stole Blank.
Are you in, Stacey?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Buzz, are in?
I'm in. And you're in too, Stacey?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, everybody's in. Todd, the new movie starring WJFK general sales manager Steve Goldstein. It's called How the Grinch Stole Blank.
Oh, hold on, Rob. You know what?
Change your answer?
Yeah, because I thought it was Steve Johnson.
No, oh. No, Steve Goldstein. So, Todd, hold your answer.
Okay.
Hold your answer.
Give it to me one more time, please. I'm sorry to slow things down.
That's all right. WJFK sales manager Steve Goldstein starring in the new movie How the Grinch Stole Blank.
Oh, Christ, I had a great answer.
It's easy.
There's a good one for this one.
Don't overthink
it. It's an easy one.
Oh, all right. Okay, I'm in.
All right, Todd, everyone's in. WJFK sales manager Steve Goldstein, you know him, you love him. His new movie is called How the Grinch Stole Blank. What's your answer?
Please. Gelt.
I'm sorry?
Gelt.
Gelt.
Gelt. The Yiddish word for money. Gelt.
Right, yes.
Right.
Yes.
I hope it's right. Like I said, Todd, don't overthink it. All right, Don, do you have gelt?
I had candy.
Candy? Not a match. I'm sorry.
I had How the Grinch Stole Hanukkah.
Perhaps that's what the judges were looking for, but no match there. How about you?
Because you gave away fun-sized candy.
I know. And we had had that before on the show, the fun-sized.
If it was Steve Johnson.
Don, he didn't give away fun-size. He gave away bite-size.
And if it was Steve Johnson, I had acne. Grinch stole acne.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Stacey?
With his high-functioning skin conditioner. How about you, Stacey? You
well, since Steve is one of my favorite Jews, I was going to go with money.
Money? Money. That's a match.
All right.
That's
very good.
That is a match.
Good job, Todd. And how about you, Buzz?
I have How the Grinch Stole Halloween.
Halloween. Wow.
But yeah, technically, yeah. Right. Okay.
Candy. All right.
Yeah. Maybe he had a shovel. Hard to say. All right, Todd, you are up by one, which means
you know, Buzz, just let me point out.
Uh-huh.
That's one of your all-time lamest answers to a question. I don't remember what the question was, but remember, Buzz's answer was so out of left field.
No one could figure it out where it went.
Right. And we actually had Buzz sign and date the card.
I did, I autographed it.
And Rob has it hanging on his office wall now.
It does.
That was one where we actually had to send the jigsaw puzzle back to the factory.
It was WHA question mark exclamation point.
Wow.
Todd, you need to choose first A or B.
A.
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 And here's your clue right now. We are all excited about Rosie O'Donnell's new magazine coming out.
Uh-oh.
But it doesn't have perfume samples. The little cards will smell like blank.
Okay.
I'm in.
Todd, it's amazing because we didn't plan it. We were just talking about Rosie O'Donnell, but she's got a new magazine coming out, and it won't have any perfume samples. The little cards will smell like blank.
Are you in, Buzz?
I'm in.
Stacey, in or out?
I'm in, honey.
In.
Everybody's in?
Yeah, yep. You have our handles right, Robbie.
All right, Todd, we're all excited about Rosie's new magazine, but there's no perfume samples. The little cards will smell like blank. What are they going to smell like?
Farts.
Smell like farts. That's a great card to have, farts. Don, do you have Rosie's farts?
I said they smell like ass.
Oh, what did that judges say on that item? You think?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, we got a mag there.
It's all related.
Fart, ass.
And I hope the judges will be generous with me when I say they all smell like ass.
Okay, also a match. How about you, Stace?
I said fish ass.
Fish ass. Also a match.
Fish ass is a match.
Yes.
And Buzz?
Get out the shovel. I said cheese.
Oh. Cheese.
Jeez, sorry about that.
Yeah. Not a match there. But that's right, Heather. This means that you can really still catch up.
Okay, great.
And here is your clue. When Hall of Fame middle linebacker Sam Huff played with the Giants. That was a long time, probably before you were born, Heather. When he played with the Giants, Wellington Mara not only gave him a leather helmet, he also gave him a leather blank.
Oh, I'm in.
I'm in.
Familiar with the work of Sam Huff, Heather?
A little bit.
Yeah, he's excellent.
Yeah.
And he's in the Hall of Fame. And when Hall of Fame middle linebacker Sam Huff played with the Giants, Wellington Mara not only gave him a leather helmet, he also gave him a leather blank. Is the panel right?
No, I don't know.
We're still waiting on Mike. You know, Sam Huff actually called me this week.
Yes, he did.
When I came to work, there was a message that said Sam Huff, and I gave it to Rob because I sure was one of the idiot listeners of this show just trying to jerk my chain.
Right.
Kind words, though. So I
want to say that I've participated in this. This is the worst answer I've ever had. I'm in.
Really?
Yes.
I bet you it's not all that bad.
It's horrible.
Is the panel right?
Yeah. So anyway, I had Rob call, and Rob said to me, the message really was from the real Sam Huff.
Wow.
That's right.
He just wanted to say
that he enjoyed your opening statement at the last pregame show.
Wow.
That he liked it.
And then he said, you know, I know that Don's not used to getting a lot of kind words from this end. And I said, well, Sam, I know he'd be delighted to hear it. So congratulations, Don. You greatly pleased Hall of Fame middle linebacker Sam.
This is Sam Huff.
Heather, when Hall of Fame middle linebacker Sam Huff played with the Giants, Wellington Mara not only gave him a leather helmet, but he also gave him a leather blank. What's that?
I couldn't think of anything but jock.
A leather jock.
Jockstrap.
I see. Everyone's favorite French guy, jockstrap. How about you, Don? Do you have Sam's jockstrap?
I don't think this is a match. I said a leather condom.
Not a match.
Not a match. Sorry. It's not a match.
Mike, your answer?
I'll be willing to sign this and keep it in the history book. I said a leather car.
Thank you for laughing, Rob.
Thank you for laughing. I
love the absurdity of it.
Buzz, go ahead and laugh.
Go ahead.
Michael, need that sign?
Thank you. I'm here all week.
What's the picture yet?
A leather car.
Do you know this? The picture? It was a car with a tail like a cow.
Thank you.
Wow.
I said strap.
Strap?
Yeah.
That's a match.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go. All right. And Heather's still in the game. How about you, Buzz? What'd you say?
Here's a match with jockstrap.
All right.
Hey, all right.
Well, Heather, you are still in the game, and that's good news. Todd, you are still in the lead, though. The score is 4-2, so Todd, you need
leather
to...
car. Way to go, Mike.
Leather car.
Leather car.
Wow.
Just call me Kerner.
With a lovely metal interior.
There you go.
Todd, I need you to choose A or B.
I'll take A again.
Hey!
Ooh, what was that?
What was that?
What was that?
Don't know.
Well, no, come on.
I think you know.
Who?
What was that sound in the background?
Was that sound on Heather's end?
Heather's
end? I think it was my husband.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Okay. Sorry.
The widower Heather. Well, Todd, this is for you. It was another great Thanksgiving at the Ardinger house, and why not? They had Ma Ardinger's homemade pumpkin pie. Joe himself stuffed the turkey with blank.
Oh, that's, come on, so easy.
All right.
I'm in.
Another great Thanksgiving at the Ardinger house, and why not? They had Ma Ardinger's homemade pumpkin pie, and Joe himself stuffed the turkey with blank.
I'm in.
Am I right?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, Todd, another great Thanksgiving at the Ardinger household, and why not when you have Ma Ardinger's homemade pumpkin pie, and Joe himself stuffed the turkey with blank. What'd he stuff it with?
Hot.
Really?
Really?
Huh. Who thought that? Don, do you have Joe's pot?
Well, I said he stuffed it with pot, Coke, methamphetamines, and a Wonder Woman costume.
Wow, that's a match. I'll give it to you.
Tribute to both Joe Ardinger and Morton Downey.
No, I know Robert. You can't.
Robert Downey. Say Morton Downey.
Morton Downey.
Is he still alive?
I think he is.
Just barely.
Barely.
Yes,
but they're not going to put him on Ellie McBeal. Now, you can't fit a car in a turkey, Mike, so what'd you say?
This is a drug you don't hear about all that much anymore. Hash.
Hash, but also a match.
The match.
And a favorite of Stacey's, apparently.
Yeah, we got a match. Mike, I went old school. I said hash.
All right.
Hash.
We're picking an old school on Match Game 2000. What'd you say, Buzz?
I simply said wacky tobacky.
All right. That's a match.
That's a match.
And Todd?
4-4.
That's right, Todd. That's a perfect game right there. Heather, you can't catch up. So, Todd, we'll see you in round 3.
Wonderful.
All right.
Todd, go there.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, Heather.
Yes.
Listen, don't go away, Matt. Just go away.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen, although, you know, we do have something for you, Heather. We have a copy of The Perfect Storm.
Great movie.
VHS, DVD. You've won it. You own it. It's also available now as a rent on VHS and DVD at Blockbuster. Blockbuster Video, bringing entertainment home. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you so much. Had a great time.
Thank you. Now, when we come back, Robbie, we have two new people in the next round, right?
That, the winner of that will determine who plays Todd in round 3.
All right, so when we come back...
I get it.
When we come back, let me see. Is this Jason?
Yeah.
Jason and... Half
Brooklyn.
Yeah, this is Catherine.
Okay, great. So these are our contestants for the next round.
Yes, we will meet them when we come back.
All right, Jason, Catherine, hold on, kids. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. They go together like rubber balls and liquor. John and Mike.
Still a good record. At Box 20.
Hey, yeah, is that lead singer serious enough? I mean, in all of his videos? I mean, really, seriously.
How did they get their name? Because of the cars?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I do know that they've changed it, though, this year from Matchbox 20. Now they actually spell out the word 20.
So Matchbox T-W-E-N-T-Y.
Or so.
Or so.
Okay, back to Match Game, and we have two new contestants.
Very good.
Standing by. Let's meet them now. And they are... Jason, is that the first guy? Hi, Jason.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Jason. Where are you from?
Pullman, Washington.
Beautiful. And also we have Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, where are you from?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Beautiful. Robbie, how sweet? Fresh meat?
Yes, we like having new contestants. Hi, contestants.
Hi.
And hi, stars.
Hi, Rob.
Ready to start round two, Catherine? We like boys better than girls. You get to choose first, A or B?
I'll choose B.
B.
Wait a minute. You say we like boys better than girls?
He did.
Did I say that? That's certainly not what I meant.
You made the whole panel of men gay.
All right.
Yeah.
We like girls better than boys.
We do.
Well, we do like girls better than boys. But either way, Catherine, are you sticking with choice B? Forgive me.
I screw up when I try to do his line.
Yeah, I guess he's okay.
I can never get it right.
It's tricky.
What did you rock a rhyme? What did you pick?
B.
Okay.
And here we go. Hit the ground running. Catherine,
yeah.
Ron and Fez love the holidays, but Fez hates the shopping. And can you blame him? Have you ever tried to wrap a blank?
Oh, I'm in.
Catherine, you familiar with Ron and Fez?
No.
All right, well, this will be easy then. Ron and Fez love the holidays, but Fez hates the shopping.
Can you blame him? They are disc jockeys who are on after us in New York and Washington.
Have you ever tried to wrap a blank? Is the panel right?
Yeah.
Hold on. Father Tom, are you in?
I'm in.
Okay. All right, Catherine, once again, Ron and Fez love the holidays, but Fez hates the shopping, and can you blame him? Have you ever tried to wrap a blank? What'd you say?
A condom.
Tried to wrap a condom. It can be tricky.
That's
yes.
Close.
Do you have Fez's condom done?
No, Ronald. I said, ever tried to wrap a cock ring?
Very unique. Very unique.
Wow.
I could probably get one, too.
I didn't think anyone would say that.
No, you could.
Mike, what do you have?
I said dildo.
Dildo. And another nice picture.
Dildo.
Dildo.
But not...
I told you to be good.
I love you.
I love you. You're fantastic.
We all love her. How about you, Buzz?
I said BJ.
She's a BJ.
Hard to rap one.
BJ.
So no matches there.
No.
A few curious answers. Jason.
Yeah.
You ready?
No. There was one curious answer.
You can't wrap it.
Yeah, that's right. I understand.
Good question.
Sure.
Gotcha.
I tell you, my leather car is looking a little better right now.
You think?
That's looking car in town. Jason.
Yes.
WJFK program director Jim McClure has already written his letter to St. Nick this year.
All right.
It reads, Dear Santa, please bring me a blank.
Okay, I'm in.
Oh,
I have to do it.
All right, now listen. This one is so obvious. Guys, say it again for Buzzy.
WJFK program director Jim McClure has already written his letter to St. Nick this year. It reads, Dear Santa, please bring me a blank.
All right, I'm in. I'll go with the obvious.
Jason, I'm sure you've heard Jim McClure on our show, right?
Yes.
All right.
Not thrilled about the going with the obvious.
Yeah.
Are you in Father Time?
I'm in.
All right, Robbie, your panel's right, yeah.
All right, Jason, WJFK program director Jim McClure has already written his letter to St. Nick. It reads, Dear Santa, please bring me a blank. What did he want?
A new set of gums.
A new set of gums. Ha-ha.
I think the joke's on you here, Jason.
Wow, that would have been an excellent opportunity to move out in front. Don, I know you said gums, right?
No, I said a new chin.
Oh, chin.
Chin, because he has no chin. We've said that like a million times.
Yeah, right.
I apologize
either.
For the artwork on mine, Rob. I said chin also. All right, I was
or
trying
so?
To do a...
Attention business owners for what?
His love pony.
Would you read me the setup again?
Sure. All the little boys get candy canes and all the little girls get blank.
VD. That's good. That's good.
VD. Not mad, so.
Sorry.
How about you, Stacey?
Wow. Right. I said my favorite word again. What is his hard dick?
Wow.
You know what?
Yeah,
that's a match.
Yes, right.
Brian is not pony, yes.
But Stacey, around here we usually say his thing.
Jason and Alita 5-0, so Catherine, you can't win here. Jason, you are our winner, and we'll see you in final match.
Way to go, Jason. Woo! Very nice, Jason.
Catherine
departing.
Catherine? Hey, Catherine. Hello? Well, good sportsmanship about.
Oh, you know what happened?
What?
I can't go to the telephones because they must have deleted out when Stacy said hard Richard.
Oh,
my.
Wow.
Bad girl. Very bad.
Yeah, what you've done is you've enabled the telephones now. I mean, you've unable. You know what I mean?
Disabled.
You've disabled the telephones.
Catherine can hear you. You can probably get her parting gift anyway.
Yes. Catherine, you also get the... hold on. Oh, here you go. You get the emergency car care kit from 7-Eleven.
All right.
It's a value. Plus, you get a prepaid phone card at Automotive Essentials to prepare as rough weather approaches. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven.
11.
And there you go. The phones just came.
Oh, are they back?
Came back on.
Hey.
Hello, contestants.
Hi, contestants. Oh, let me see now. As we go to the final round, it's Todd, because he won the first game, right?
It's
right.
Todd versus Jason, who won the most recent game.
Todd and Jason, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, beautiful, guys.
And the winner of this will go to final match with a chance to double their $50 to $100.
Wow. Gotcha. Beautiful. Yay. Thank you. And before we go to break, let me call Chinny Chin Chin and see what he deleted out there.
Very good.
I'd like to know what it is that he's ruining in our show. Great, funny show that we try to present for you every day.
Would he have deleted it, or would our own Charles Broyhill have deleted it?
It wasn't my fault.
I think several people did.
Several? You think there were several deleters?
Here comes Jim. Here comes Jim.
Here he is now. Was it you?
It was me. I was actually in the rack room with the engineers.
And what is it you deleted?
VHD.
What you said?
Oh my.
Hard Richard?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was bad.
Gotcha. No, it was great.
It was great, but
it was great.
Yeah. HD.
I know you do.
All right. She loves the nice HD. Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy's got the SD, in case you're wondering about that. He's got the VSD.
Power soft.
The VSSD. Very small and soft.
Right.
He's got the NED, the non-existent.
Oh, yeah.
Ned.
Bad.
That's what we call him, Nedula.
Hi, Ned.
Hold on, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They're marvelous, you daffy bastard. Leave them alone, they're beautiful.
Staunchly opposed to tan cake pities, the Don and Mike Show.
We are.
You kill me, man.
Live with passion.
You did kill me. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
what's
my
up?
God, I'm sorry.
Let's go back to Match Game.
Yes, Match Game 2000.
Live with passion, everybody.
Oh, I got an ice cream.
We have Jason and Todd online with us right now.
Right.
Hello, boys. Jason, Todd.
Come on, get me out of this, please.
Okay. All right, here we go. This is the last match game, then one of these dudes plays Supermatch.
Yes, this is final match to determine who goes to Supermatch. The winner of this round will win $50 with a chance to double it to $100.
All right, let's go, Robbie.
That's right, we got to live with passion. Jason, you get to go first. Choose with passion, A or B.
A.
A. A. A.